Tonight's episode of Heavy Meta is brought to you by Face-to-Face Games.
No. Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Heavy Meta, your source for magic news, entertainment, and comedy.
What is up, you duck-billed motherfuckers? I'm Kevin Metal.
And I am Maddie Studios.
And I am not used to Maddie talking, so I tried to jump in there, so I'm Raging Gumby.
And I'm Tristan Gregson. On tonight on Heavy Meta, there's a slim chance we may talk about anything related to Magic the Gathering. It might be the GP schedule. It might be changes to how much money you may get at that GP. It could be locations of events in 2016, changes to regional Pro Tour qualifiers.
Oh my God, stop.
There's so much I could go on with, but who knows if we'll actually get there, because we've been graced with the presence of the King of the North. He did us a service, and he dragged back our beaver-loving friend up north. Jay, how's it going tonight?
Not bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, you did a good job of picking up Robot Maddie. How hard was that task?
Robot? Dude, this is the authentic shit.
How do we know that?
I'm still convinced that you're...
I ain't killed no hookers yet.
You're a hooker-killing robot, and that's why you always disappear.
No, I don't disappear.
He's like Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
He's like hookers.
Yeah,
I lure them in with my duck bill.
He doesn't have to sleep because he's a goddamn machine. He's fucking Skynet.
It's true. Could be Terminator.
That's why, like, all the shit that everybody gives Maddie about, you know, to fill Jay in, the reason everybody thinks that Maddie's just an asshole when he goes to GPs and he doesn't want to stay at the house with people, no.
Oh my God, he's on, like, a mission?
Yes, he's a goddamn robot.
Terminator.
Sleep, and all he does is kill hookers.
True.
God.
They never even found any in Portland, which is surprising.
It's a theory. It's probably wrong, but it's my theory.
I mean, every theory needs to be explored. So. Mm-hmm. I fully expect the Lone Gunman to have a post up shortly about several disappearing hookers.
Fucking experience.
I've moved on. That's not my pattern anymore. I've moved on to beavers.
Yeah, so you
gotta throw everybody off the scent, you know? People got too close. Shit was being spread around. I had to move on to beavers. All right, gentlemen. So what is going on in the world of Magic besides them letting us down dramatically in epic fashion today? Just so sweet. My expectations.
Just tell us how you feel, Maddie. Just let the feelings flow.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I thought for the last couple of years we were all talking about expectations, and a set does well when it meets player expectations. Thought we were going back to Zendikar, so I thought, well, now's the time. We're going to get some cheap reprints of fetches I need.
Oh, man, I'm going to sell this.
But guess what? We are not getting fetches. We're getting some bullshit fucking new dual lands. Woo-hoo! But we are getting full art lands, so I guess that's cool, but
epic fail. Like, it would be nice if they would maybe do a little bit different frame, a little bit something. I don't know. I mean, shit. Because we got, you know, we have the old Zendikar full arts, we have the fucking Unglued and the Unhinged, so, like, if they're going to do come back and do full arts again, it'd be nice for them to not just use the same frame as the Zendikar ones.
How sick would it be if they got fucking Josh to, like, be a consultant?
Oh, God, that'd be sweet. Almost as cool as if they used, like, Future Sight frames for the lands.
Future, ew, that's disgusting. Although,
I always just throw that out.
You are a garbage man with tiny arms.
With tidy art. I will give you the inside scoop from good old Vorthos Mike. He was talking to a few of the artists, and they were apparently in Vegas. We got the lowdown that they are. Who was it, did he say? I can't remember his name. Mike something? One of the artists was working on a gigantic panorama. So I assume the full art lands.
Was it Noah Bradley?
Noah Bradley. That was it. So if it's doing, like, you know, consensual art, like landscape, and you chop them up into four pieces,
Consensual.
Yeah, none of that rape art.
Consensual. Conventional.
No, you want to make sure that it's. You want to make sure your art's consensual.
Sequential, sequential asshole.
What you're talking about? Which is not Maddie's first language.
Maddie, what you're talking about though is like that fucking Tyrese Nelson fucking.
Yes.
It's Tyrese Nelson.
Tyrese Nelson.
Just call her T and avoid the whole.
In those movies that he was in about the ghetto, Tyrese Nelson. Wasn't he also racing in one movie?
It was a consensual ghetto, all
right. Oh yeah, right.
It wasn't the sequential ghetto. It was the one that two ghettos that love to be next to each other. I did have the idea though. How cool would it be that in if the lands were all like as one panorama that you could see from, you know, the one land started all nice, and then by the other side it's all destroyed by Eldrazi. See like a big trail of where Eldrazi went through.
That would be pretty sweet.
That would be awesome. You know the bowl, the island bowl, it's all smashed by like Emrakul. That'd look fucking sweet.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
That'd be cool. This is right up TSG's alley too.
Oh yeah. Maybe it taps for two blue because something happened to it. Yeah, I don't give a shit at all.
You are excited about that as I am pissed at that there's no fetches. That's the analogy.
Mean, I feel like you've already been tempered from a few hours ago. You were much more vivid when the whole thing dropped, and already you're kind of sullen to the whole experience.
Because I can't believe people. I think people are brainwashed out of their fucking skulls that you say, hey, man, where the fuck are the fetches? They're like, hey, you don't deserve them. You're a magic player. Wizards is a business. They're not going to do that. And I'm like, do you work for them? Like, so many people in this community defends Wizards' right to fuck me at every chance they get. I just don't get it.
Yeah,
isn't that aggressive?
It's not consensual.
That is forced right there.
I think there's a line somewhere between entitlement and kind of, I don't know, good business practice. Like, I think the thing that escapes people like us is that such a high percentage of the people who are actively playing right now weren't playing during Zendikar 1.0 and aren't necessarily any the wiser for not having access to these cards. I mean, you just literally gave them Onslaught fetch lands, right? Like, what's your fucking hurry?
Yeah, and they don't want 10 fetches in standard for sure, like 100%.
With Delve?
Why? What on earth would that do?
Delve, and they're just not a fan of perfect mana bases, because the last time they did that was fucking Thrag Tusk Winter.
Four-color good shit.
Literally just every deck was like, oh yeah, triple white? Oh yeah, that's fine. And then also clone with double blue? No problem, because we'll just use it for my Thrag Tusk 10 times. Whatever. Yeah,
but I mean, without shocks, fetches aren't that good, right? Like,
no,
I can see the Delve issue. Sure.
If they're not that good, why are you complaining?
Okay, but Delve, okay, so Delve, okay, great. Go ahead and build your super fucking 16 fetch land Delve deck, and I'm going to just burn you out on turn 3 because you've taken 8 damage. Like, I disagree. I don't think that's going to be that bad. I just don't. There's already
I do see merit to the fact that, like, yeah, when you don't, they're not as good when you don't have fucking when you're not running shocks, but you know you're not talking about modern either. Like just having them in standard, still like having all 10 in standard, even without the fucking the shocks, still speeds things up so much. Or not even speeds things up; it just makes it, you know,
it's
like
too consistent.
It is too consistent. It's perfect mana. It's perfect mana as you're gonna get in fucking in standard, and it lets you do too much shit, I think, and it just lets everybody fucking kind of.
I'll just throw this out there and say that I would wager that more deck builders would play pain lands over fetch lands.
No.
Would they not?
No.
Just for the ability to have access to both colors versus just fetching for the one color? I don't know. For some of these three-color decks, I don't think you'd run that many fetch lands.
I think you're going way too deep on this whole thing.
That's way too deep.
All right, well, anyways, then fuck it. Let's get off it, because it's just
I do have to say, though, like, as much as it bums me out, I would like to have them back so I, you know, to make them cheaper, and I'm sure they're going to come back, but it actually, I'm kind of okay with it, because, again, they'll reprint them. It's going to happen, but because they didn't reprint them right now, their price is going to fucking skyrocket, and I can just unload the ones that I have.
Oh, so here, you want to hear this? So the tweet I sent out that said, fuck this, I don't want to buy any of this fucking set. Chaz says, he's like, hey, by the way, I don't know what you're talking about, because SG has what is it, the fucking blue-green, tropical island, or
Misty
Rainforest. He's like, they're only 35 right now. By the time I log on and look, they're 50. They're 80 sold out.
Yeah,
so
they're like pre-cons prices.
I mean, this
is the way this shit happens. I mean, look at what happened with Modern Masters 2 when the fucking complete spoiler came out. Look at the fucking cards that went nuts, like Blood Moon. Yeah, Blood Moon's a good card. I like it a lot, personally. But, I mean, as far as everybody's concerned, Blood Moon's a good card. That's great. But because it didn't get reprinted in Modern Masters 2, the fucking price went up to 50-something bucks. It's like, Jesus Christ, that's what happens. As soon as they announce, they're like, oh, this isn't getting reprinted, everybody loses their shit, and the fucking price skyrockets. And I'm fine with it, because I could just sell off the ones. I'm just resigned to the fact that this is going to keep happening.
Yeah, it's going to keep happening as long as we still allow SCG to have a monopoly on things, and as long as we still have people doing MTG finance. That's what happens.
Yeah, I agree. Man. Now,
it's like Magic is becoming Wall Street, and you guys all
are
the Wolf of Wall Street.
Did you read the article by
awesome in that movie.
Okay, have you read the article by James, I think it is, where he said he's a stockbroker. He's taking his money out of the stock market, investing in collectible fucking card games, because he says there's way more money to be made. Stocks are dead.
Yeah.
So when guys like that are doing this, I can't compete. Yeah, and here's the thing. On the weekend, I was at Face, playing in the Invitational. I spent all day there with newer and, you know, people that have been in the game maybe like 3 years. And we'd walk up and down the counter, we'd look in the cases, you know, we're all talking, everyone's chatting, and I don't know how many fucking times I'm like, wow, look at Blood Moon, that's $50. And they'd say, I would love to play Modern, but I just can't afford these Blood Moons. Yeah, but a lot of us were talking because at the Invitational it was Modern. I think there was 28 people there. Of the 28 people, 17 fucking decks had to be given to them because 17 people out of 20 couldn't afford fucking Modern.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
It is fucking nuts, and it's one of those things where it's like there's no win to it, because I mean, you could go the right. It's like, man, these cards seem like they're just gonna fucking grow in value no matter what. So you could, you know what, you could just kind of keep going with your collection. And or you could try to buy the cards when they're cheap, and then they'll get more expensive later because they won't get reprinted or whatever the case. But then you do see these reprints, and you see that the prices tank. And so there's no real, like, right way to do it unless you want to spend all your time just focused on the card market, and then you're not going to spend any of your time figuring out how to fucking play Modern. So, I mean, there's not much of a point. I think
a lot of these guys don't play Modern. They're just
spec, right? They just spec.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, you can do that. I mean, it sucks for the guys that want to play the game. But, like, the best solution I've seen so far, I guess, is, like, what David does. You know, fucking David just, he pays attention to what the cards are, like, can do. You know, not necessarily, like, what they're worth or, you know, but more just what the cards can do, what they're capable of.
Yeah, like, just generic good cards. Like, this, like, yeah. I know this card is going to be good, kind of thing.
Right, and just keeps a hold of them, and then it, like, he's got the fucking collection. He collects actively, and, like, he takes and he trades actively at, you know, F&M and shit like that, and just builds this fucking collection, and I mean, it's a pretty obvious thing. It's like, okay, this card's on its way out, like, without having to pay too much attention to the market. It's like, okay, this card's on its way out of Standard. It's a good card, but it's not going to do shit in Eternal formats, or, you know, just things like that. And be like, okay, it's a good time to fucking dump those off. I don't need them anymore. And trade into other stuff. But he's not spending a whole fuck ton of money on it. And it's not so much to make money off of, you know, buy and sell and do the finance thing. It's just to have a fucking collection where now David's got a collection where if I ever need a deck to play, like, you were, that's what made me think of it, is like, you know, half the decks had to be lent. It's like, David's got any deck that he wants to play, and if we do go to a tournament and I don't have that deck and want to play it, I can, you know, play it. David will.
So Kevin Metal's solution is to befriend someone
find a friend.
I'm not quite sure what that 5-minute speech is all about.
No, what I was getting to is, I think
David's kind of got
the right idea, though. It, not so much from my point of view, but David's got the right idea, because he can play whatever the fuck he wants to. He pays enough attention to what's happening. He can just play what he wants to, have the decks, and then he can field the decks to his friends. And if he wanted to, I mean, he could just charge a fucking, like, if you want to go one step further, they'd be like, all right, cool, yeah, you can fuck a part of the deck for the fucking tournament. It's going to cost you fucking $5 for the day or $10 for the day and make a little money off of it. I mean, shit, God knows if we were going to a fucking tournament and David was just like, oh, yeah, I got that deck. It's right here. You can play it. I mean, it's going to cost you $10. I'd be like,
I'd do
fuck it.
I've been talking about that for a long time, that, like, I would love to
rent a deck
from people.
Right,
I would play a lot more Magic if I could rent decks from stores or from people.
Yeah, because if you could drop $10 to play the deck for the day, and, I mean, even if you, like, seriously were considering wanting to play it, but you want, you know, you're not going to fucking go on Magic Online to test it, because that's a terrible idea. So it's like, hey, I'm going to go test this out at fucking FNM or whatever, and give it a couple weeks, rent the fucking deck, and then if you like it enough and it's worth fucking playing, then you decide whether you want to spend the money to build it or not, or if you want to keep renting the thing.
So here's a horrible thing. We're all talking about how not to buy Magic cards. Wizards, wake the fuck up. This is why people buy shit from China. This is why we're sitting here saying, I'm not going to buy your fucking Magic cards. I'll just rent a deck for $10.
I think what we're talking about is rewarding the people that have been holding onto their cards for years. That's just part of the problem with the modern format in general. Like, come on, Maddie. Maddie, you were the guy, what was it, Montreal? How much did you sell your fetch lands for?
Yeah, honestly, I sold them because at the time, yeah, but I'm not. But listen, yeah, and I sold them and I made a fucking mint. But
sold them.
But the point is, and what I did with all that money went back into more Magic cards. That's the funny thing.
But you're saying, like, you were playing long enough. Did David go and sell his fetch lands in Montreal? No. He held on to them, so now he can lend them out to Kevy. Like, you can't cry over spilled milk when you got top dollar for your cards 2 years ago.
I'm not. See, here's the thing. I could care less how much money it costs me or how much money I make or don't make. But here, I don't. Actually, I really don't. That was one of the few things. And then when I sold a bunch of the shit I wasn't using to get Goyce. But the real truth is, I was sitting in a store with a bunch of people saying, it'd be great if we could play Modern.
And I'm
sitting there with Team Geist, and I have to play some guy with some retarded jank deck that, you know, is garbage because it's all he can afford. And it's like, well, we could play Tier 1, but I guess we can't. You know, I want Modern to be cheap so people can play. It has nothing to do with me, profiting or not.
I definitely get it because, like, you know, the format is fun. The format is a lot of fun when you get into it. There's a lot of shit going on with it, but it's a fucking huge price point. Like Jay was saying a few minutes ago, he's just like, yeah, that's why I don't play Modern. It's too fucking expensive. And I totally get that. And it sucks because it's fun to play. It's a fun format to play if you can actually, you know, if you're either, like, independently wealthy and can just afford all these fucking decks, or, you know, you've been collecting these cards forever so you could build out of your collection. Like, I think Jay might have a lot of fun playing Modern if he just had, you know, easy access to the decks to be able to make decisions, like, not be like, oh, shit, I want to try this deck out this weekend, but that's a mortgage payment.
Yeah,
so
like,
I'm not going to.
That shit.
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing about Vintage, if you ask me. If you ask me about Vintage, I'd be like, oh, I think you guys will have a lot of fun playing it.
Yeah,
can you afford it?
Probably not. I don't play that either, right?
No, Vintage is fucking garbage. Come on.
The thing is, too, is that I invest all of my Magic spending. Any Magic spending I do is only on Cube, and even then it's very limited. And the return on investment is so much higher because you get to, like, it's just, there's no bad beats in Cube. You can cultivate it how you want it. Like, I'm sure that people are saying the same thing about Modern, like it's kind of a straw man here, but, like, I would just much prefer to have 600 cards that we can draft and play with, and it's a different experience every time, than to, like, buy fucking blue-red twin and then, like, just play 8 hours of guys trying to go off on turn four.
I agree.
That makes sense. And I do, like, the Modern thing aside, I love playing Modern, but I'm just fucking in love with Cube. Like,
do you love Modern, or do you just love Magic and just play as much of it as you can?
Well, I think it's more...
Yeah, I like both.
It's like, I don't play Standard. I mean, there's financial reasons to it. Me, I feel like the amount of time I have to play, because I don't get to go to FNM all the time, like, I would much rather just focus on Modern, which is that format that, you know, it changes, but it doesn't change that much, and, like, it's more expensive to get into, but whereas, like, Standard, by the time I get around to really mastering a deck and playing with it, like, it's already rotated out, or, you know, it's fell off, and then, like, then those cards rotate out of Standard. So I don't like playing Standard much because of shit like that.
I haven't gotten into like Legacy or Vintage because that shit's way too expensive. So I've just kind of settled on Modern. Like it's my favorite of the like competitive formats because
do you know what's funny?
It's like right in the middle pocket for me.
So but listen to this.
I would rather play Cube if like I could go to fucking like you know F&M and play Cube instead of playing Modern.
Yeah,
you,
like, remember,
you just have to organize it.
Well, no, that's the thing. Remember when they said that F&M could be, like, a fucking any format event again? And, like, still, I've had zero cubes at my LGS. Because
the LGS doesn't make any money off it.
Yeah, exactly. And people people don't want to pay money to play a cube, and I don't want random Jobins to be playing my cubes and greasy motherfuckers all up in my ass.
And on top of those those reasons are great, valid reasons. And then on top of that, you've got the kids that showed up to fucking F&M that have had to pay, you know, $500, $600, $700 for their Modern deck, and they don't want to play Cube. They want to play with their fucking deck, and they want to grind shit out because they know that, you know, the ones that are like, oh man, I'm gonna go play the PTQ or whatever or PPTQ next weekend, don't want to fucking grind out Cube and have some fucking fun. They want to knock out all the matches they can and get all the playtesting and practicing they can so that they can go to the next level, which obviously Cube's not going to be in. So
I think that this is just a compounded mistake that was made at this point a few years ago. Like, I don't like Modern as a format because it's contradictory. It doesn't make sense. You can't have this non-rotating thing and expect people to be able to get into it and play it competitively. And I feel that Wizards is kind of trying to hold to this promise that they loosely made where they're trying to reward the players that did buy into it, but it's a joke. It's not going to last in the fashion it stands, and you're seeing evidence of that every single day. I look at the preliminary PTQ schedule now, and I see more opportunities to play things that aren't Modern, and that's what it's Modern season right now in the preliminary PTQ schedule, and I'm going to events that are sealed deck because I'm having a good time doing that. Fuck Modern. I have no interest in playing it for any reason. I'm sorry, it's a terrible format. It was even better when Mod was really a deck.
Such a shithead.
It's such a terrible format. Standard,
you
in the meantime,
piece of
like,
garbage.
Like,
how
Kevvy,
dare you sit?
Kevvy should be stoked right now because Standard for the last year and a half has been dominated by Mountains and decks that are far cheaper than even his Modern deck. He could stay current in Standard for years if he sold his Modern deck and played Standard right now. And he'd be rewarded for doing that in the current system that Wizards offers.
Actually, if you got $45, you could build the cheap Standard red deck. You don't even need to sell anything, dude.
And like Standard is also like the flagship format. So it also just is full of just Jobins. So you like when you're playing red deck wins, it's always a format for F&M. Always.
Oh yeah, right. You just crush people. The problem is, it's just like I find Standard really boring. Once it gets solved, and it's like the same three or four decks.
Yeah, for sure.
At least I like with Modern is. Like, even with the Invitational, like, I love playing all these interesting decks. Like, it could be anything. There could be, like, 20 different decks that are all legitimate, and I like that. That's really cool. So, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I hate that about Modern. That's another reason that I don't play it. But that's the thing about formats that agree, is that there's different things for different people, right? The thing with Modern,
that's true.
They're pushing it out so that there's not different things for different people. Like, it's becoming a pay-to-win format, right?
Because the cards that win,
I don't know,
be reprinted and it gets more expensive. Yeah, it just doesn't work. I understand. Like, I feel bad for all the.
So then you're saying any Eternal? You're saying any Eternal format won't work, regardless of Modern, right? Because how does Modern, Legacy, or Vintage? None of them work. Then
yes,
what you're
none
saying.
Of them work. Like, and it's all a matter of long enough timeline.
That's why
Magic
they're all
works,
casual
Magic
format.
Works best and has always worked best. With rotating formats. Back when Extended was a rotating format, it actually worked.
Yep.
So here's the thing there. When I talk to a lot of people, hold on, because I got to make this point. And I ask people, I'm like, why are you here? Like, what's with Modern? And all these players say the same fucking thing. Every goddamn one of them. They're like, Magic is extremely expensive. So if I'm playing Standard, because I got into it during cons, I want to have somewhere to put these cards and play with them because they're fucking expensive. And so people really like Modern for this simple, simple reason. I want to play with cards that I know won't go in a fucking shoebox. So, like, if I'm playing standard and 99% of the cards are completely just burn them in a toilet, they're useless after standard is over.
You know, by the way, there's water in toilets, so that's not going to work.
Hey, well, not some of the Crest toilets.
I think that that's the average player, right? Like, if you talk to the average Magic player, they don't care about MTG finance. They don't care about rotating and non-rotating and they follow like ebbs and flows like that. They're the guys that walk into the store and go like, oh my god, this card's $10 now, and they buy one of it, and then they buy another one copy of a ten. You know what I mean? Like, so
right.
Like,
for Commander.
So it makes sense that they don't want their cards to rotate. But at the same time, like, the argument against that is that in Standard, your cards rotate, but they're fucking 10 times cheaper.
Like, no, they're not.
There's no $100 card in fucking in Standard. That is your land.
What is the most expensive card in Standard right now?
Yeah, like, go... I have no idea. I have no fucking clue.
It's probably one of the new Planeswalkers.
Yeah, do you know why? Do you know why
it's
one of the new Planeswalkers?
The fucking Planeswalkers!
He keeps whacking the planes!
Yeah, apparently.
It's a Planeswalker, but it's been out for a month, and everyone's trying to get their hands on it.
He's whacking them because it's not consensual.
standard
actually,
is rare.
It's
Magic
it's Death Miss Raptor, $25.
No. Yeah, $25.
What's Ugin?
That was online. Okay, sorry, back up. Online price. It's Jace's Vin Prodigy at $35. So there you go.
And that's a product of how long that set's been out and how popular. You know, like that card has every single it factor going for it. It is the Hansel of fucking Magic right now.
It's so hot right now.
Like, standard is where Magic thrives, and if you're not playing Standard, you're not playing Seal Deck, you're not playing Draft, if you're in my shoes, you're fucking cubing all the time, because that's how you get long-term value out of your Magic cards. You're not going to sit around and piss and moan about the fact that they're not reprinting fetch lands when you just bothered to get your third fucking Tarmogoyf. It's a waste of fucking time and money.
I don't know. I disagree completely, because I think, like, everybody wants value because Magic is so expensive that everybody hits a point when they're like, wow, I've been playing this for, like, 6, 9, whatever months. How many times you get to a point where you say financially, this is a lot of money? Or, like, even Jay gets to a point, he's like, holy fuck, I got to fix my car. I can't play Magic anymore. So I think a lot of people get to a point where they're like, I would really like something to play in Magic that isn't so expensive, or that once I put my investment in, I can just leave it there, and when I want to, I can pick it up and I can play it.
It rhymes
with
loop.
Really important.
Yeah. It rhymes with loop. No, that's you're.
But the problem, that's not true, because the problem with Cube is I got to go find 7 other motherfuckers. I could grab my Modern deck and just show up at the MDSS and play. So
you need to go to Life of the Crest where people cube with one other person all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, I don't even have to do that shit. I grid draft my cube with fucking Daniel all the time. Or we'll fucking Winston draft
and
fucking...
And periscope that shit.
The other thing is, you should never be doing a fucking 8-man cube. That's fucking treachery. You should be doing 6-man
treachery.
Team drafts. 6-man team draft cubes. They're done in an hour and a half.
We only have like 6 people in the Crest that play Magic.
Yeah.
You get all 6. You're done.
You need to call up 8 because 2 of them are going to pass out before the end of the first draft.
You know what? Speaking of, like, what I was talking about earlier, like, fielding decks from fucking David and then also getting into the cube thing, one of the things I've learned, like, David is probably the worst thing for me spending money. Well, actually, the best thing for me spending money on Magic. You guys know how I am. I'm like, I'm going to spend all my money and all my store credit on these cards that aren't really going to do anything. You know what? I love playing Cube, and I have stopped giving a shit about my Cube altogether since David brought his Shiny Cube over to my house. And...
What
again, so everything you're going to bring up is, I don't really play Magic anymore, but I have this friend David. He is everything, so it's all sweet.
I definitely play Magic still. I just don't buy Magic anymore because...
Yeah, you're definitely the target demographic.
So, Kevin, yes. What the fuck is your point?
Thank you.
He couldn't give a fuck about prices of fetch lands.
He couldn't give a fuck about anything Matty is talking about, is what I'm getting from this conversation.
That's what it comes. Like, if I want to play Modern, I'd be like, Dave, let's play this. It's actually the point where he hits me up and he's like, motherfucker, let's go play FNM. I got whatever deck you want. It's Modern. It's your favorite format. I'm like, I mean... That takes leaving my house, and it's bad. I'm not the person that needs to be speaking on behalf of the average Magic player.
Okay. No. All right. Duly noted. I'll remember that the next time we're having this conversation. I want to have sympathy for all these people. I want to feel bad for the fact that they started playing Magic 2 or 3 years ago. They watched a Modern Pro Tour. They listened to this podcast where Maddie had the biggest raging heart on for Modern ever, wanted to play it online every fucking day and thought that was the future of Magic. And here we sit now where MTGO is literally a tire fire and Modern is way too fucking expensive to play.
Well,
and you can only play it for one quarter of
Maddie
a year.
Says. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I know. This is true.
His enthusiasm gets people to give a shit.
Yeah, you definitely want to listen to the shit Maddie says, because it's fucking awesome. It's fucking hilarious. You
just
don't
do what he says.
Yeah, just don't take it as life advice.
Yeah, like,
it is the fucking truth right now.
If I was sitting on Modern cards right now, I would happily sell out of them, enjoy playing Standard on rotation, continue to turn my cards over to face-to-face Toronto as Standard rolled through to get value out of them, keep the stuff I want to keep for my casual whatever decks I want to make, some kind of Ravnica Gauntlet or Cube or EDH deck or whatever the fucking kids do in their free time these days, and enjoy playing the stuff that actually gets played,
yeah.
actually gets
that's
tested
how I financed,
at the best stage.
That's how I financed my Cube.
Yeah.
But I just played rotating Standard and paid $0 for every card I ever bought.
Yeah.
It would appear Jay agrees with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go, folks.
Never happened.
Now I just... Yeah, now,
what the fuck kind of argument do we have now when Jay and I agree? Kevin's just going to tell
you... Show's over!
Cards.
Yeah. All right, to the Twitter hole, fuck it.
Oh, shit question.
That's the part of Magic for the show, folks. Glad you enjoyed it.
Thanks for coming. Fuck off.
Oh my god. Alright, let's talk about really quickly, is there anything other interesting about the GP schedule? I kind of am disappointed we got...
Interesting about the GP schedule, yeah. It's collated.
Wow. What's it gonna take to get us all into the same city next year?
Did you say collated?
He said collated.
It's like the opposite of consensual.
Yeah. It is collated.
Oh my god, someone get this man a thesaurus. I don't know. Is there anything interesting here? Like, I'm kind of excited by any of these destinations.
It depends on your definition of interesting. For me, learning about the shift in tournament organizers this year is a pretty big deal.
Do we want to talk about that? So,
shit.
Woo! Or no? Do we even go there? Jay is kind of like.
That's heavy.
I mean,
I can't. I can't go there. You guys remember what happened last time?
No. I don't actually.
If the listeners don't know what happened last time, you should go and listen to the A-Team podcast on manafry.com. The episode was Pat Chapin.
Ooh.
Is that where he yelled at you?
After we had that conversation about that episode, I tried to go and look it up, and I could not find it.
Fucking KYT.
Episode 4, I believe. Is that correct?
No, I think it's like episode, I want to say like 7, a number? 17?
Okay, well, anything under number 11 of the A-Team just doesn't exist online anymore. There's a bunch of broken links, but they don't go to the actual episodes.
Great.
Trolls. It's like the Goel episode. It's gone.
Yep.
Anyway.
Erased from history. I don't know, like...
There are some very interesting tournaments and dates for 2016. Already... Like, I was trying to talk about some potentials for a heavy meta event for 2016, and things are a little gummed up with some very important people having babies next calendar year. Congratulations to those guys.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You know, I know Marcel is trying to make it out to New York later in the year in 2016.
I will be able to go
to that event because it's somehow being run by Channel Fireball, so fuck that situation.
Yeah. Let's just address what the fuck's with these giant mega corporations just buying everything.
Yeah, there's no one to stop them. What are you gonna do?
I don't really endorse any part of that sentence, but that's I like.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? I mean,
goddamn giant mega corporations are buying up everything.
Fucking Walmart.
Oh, Walmart's running the GP in San Jose this year. Oh. Sorry.
They're only paying judges $7 an hour.
Fucking
that would be amazing.
Walmart,
oh my god.
BPs? Oh
GP just, like Wyoming in a Walmart would be awesome, actually.
Yeah, dude, they're rolling back prices on fucking.
Yes. You walk through the door and there's like an old man greeting you.
Oh my Modern god! This has to happen.
All the judges have like little blue schmucks on, you know, and they're walking around.
All the judges are fucking 70-year-old men who can't see or hear anything.
And every time you ask them a question, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Hold on,
so
let me
find
my manager.
How does this interaction work?
I think that's in paint.
Yeah. Let me call Dave. Yeah, Dave knows.
Dave will know.
You can't find a judge. They're all in the back hiding, smoking reefers.
Reefers?
You know, you can just say reefers.
Yeah. He's back there smoking the reefers.
They're on the pot.
Yeah, are you guys doing joints? Are you guys doing joints back
He's
there?
He's on the pot.
Somebody's got a beaver neck.
Well, I will mention a few dates and places that I was interested in 2016. Obviously, there's a Team Sealed event in Washington, D.C. that's being run by Star City Games that if it was actually run in D.C. proper, I would be very excited to attend. But
oh,
from
is it
what
like Dave Chappelle Ghetto D.C.? Like, is that where it's at? God, I hope so.
Damn. Heavy has moved away from his microphone to make a drink, I can tell. I don't know what's going to happen with that. That's
He's
in March.
The toilet.
I'm interested in going to that. I would love, because like all the fucking team GPs in the U.S. for the last handful of years have been run by Channel Asshat, so I haven't got a chance to go. So I would love to be a chance to go out there. Talking to Mike Lilleman about Minneapolis in May. Minneapolis is a big hub for Magic. It's also, you know, as much as the kind of Pacific Northwest is a difficult area to organize around, it is surprisingly central for a lot of people. It's not too far from anybody, because it's just regular far for fucking everybody.
Yeah, as you say, it's fucking far for me.
Well, same here, but, you know, it's kind of in a central spot. It's almost equidistant for you and Maddie, right?
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's...
You're throwing big words at me, and I don't understand them. So I take those as disrespect.
I'm going to continue to act like this until I figure out your tactics.
No, I mean, again, that particular event is right around the time that I think Mr. Metal is going to be making a tiny little metal. So,
I already made it. Now we just got to finish baking it.
I guess this is metal will be an analogy.
Yeah, I'm out like crazy. No, yeah, I got one coming in December.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
You're up next, Jay.
It's going to be two metal children out there in the world, and they're one of each gender. So, like, it's formed some sort of Voltron, and you're all going to die.
That's
You have to protect all your genitals.
Mm-hmm. We need one more.
Like fucking allspice genitalia?
You know the baby picture is just going to be of their genitalia, just to send it out to everybody.
The in the womb picture I tweeted the other day, I swear to God, my daughter looks just like Deadpool. It's fucking awesome. Like, she's got the black fucking rings around her eyes, and then like then she, I should probably tweet the other ones. Then the next ones, the next appointment she went to is like the full anatomy scan, and my daughter looks like she's sitting there blowing smoke rings the whole time. I was like, God damn it, that is my kid. Fuck, I can't get out of this one.
Oh, my God. The world is not ready. I am not ready for this.
Well, there's no good way to continue talking about GPs after that.
No, fuck GPs. Like, who cares? Like, they're all shits. Nobody cares.
End of April, beginning of May, is Toronto next year, this time run by Face-to-Face Games. You've got to be at least mildly excited about that, Maddie.
No. I don't know. Am I? It's so far away. I don't even know.
I don't even know.
Is that exciting?
Wow. All right. You're just down on everything. They don't reprint your fetch lands, and you could not give a shit.
It's just like, who cares?
Last but not least on the maybe schedule, there is yet again a GP Portland in August next year.
I don't think I ever want to go back to Portland.
I don't know if I ever want to go back either.
That was the best.
It was,
nut punch.
Yeah. I mean, there were parts of it that were the best. There was parts of that that were the worst, and it just makes me feel icky.
Do we do like a GP Portland 2? Like, this time we won't fuck it up.
I like the idea of it. It couldn't have gone any worse. Why the fuck not?
That was the beta run. That was GP Portland beta. This is the alpha test.
Yeah,
this is the real deal.
GP Portland 2. This time we pull out.
Yeah.
This time we'll never be able to rent a house again. Yeah. Who's gonna foot that bill? That's
fun. Yeah, really.
That's actually like starting to become like a serious concern in the SVU community. Is like, who actually is gonna deal with the bill this time? Like, we've done this a few times.
I mean, I think we've learned our lesson. We all have to do it Maddie style and just actually stay in a hotel.
Go to the same place and then never see each other, fuckers.
What we did talk about in Vegas this last time, Jay, is what seems to be a better idea altogether. I mean, we've had the fun with the houses and shit like that, and it's awesome, but somebody's always fucking responsible. But if we just do like, hey, we've got this block of hotel, we do the research, make sure we're in a good, you know, a sweet area of town where there's bars and fucking restaurants and shit like that, but we get like a block of rooms, so we're all staying in the house together, so to speak, but everybody's responsible for their own shit,
and we get fresh towels every day, which is really what matters.
Yeah, because when someone shits on one, you don't have to pay for it.
Exactly. And this, like, one of the biggest things we found out this time, this last time in Vegas was, I mean, everybody was fairly respectful. Like, everybody that was in the house was super fucking respectful of everything, and everybody's good friends, everybody's cool. But when
we
have
still broke two sourdough.
Yeah, this coming from the guy who got gold Sharpie all over the pool table.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh my god.
Well, I was signing shit, and I was excited.
He starts shaking the marker. He's like, it won't come out. I don't know what's wrong with it. And I'm like, oh, look behind you. And there's a giant ink streak right up the pool table. So he goes and gets a full bottle of like vodka, starts pouring it all over the table. He's like, vodka, take anything out. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah,
and so I like, let's skip that part, because that just...
Let's just skip right over that shit.
If we get, like, the next time we go big, a block of hotel rooms so that, again, everybody's responsible for their shit. And we could go down to the conference room to play Magic or some shit if we want.
Yeah, I dig that. That's
but,
good,
like,
yeah.
Then everybody's responsible for their own shit, but everybody's right there. We could party it up in somebody's room and we're...
You'd have to get, like, an entire floor.
Yeah.
Because, like, Grandma will be complaining about seeing Kevy's
dick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean that's kind of part of the allure, in my opinion.
Actually, I gotta dig that. That's good.
I think we do that though, because I mean, it's just as easy as like, hey, let's rent this fucking mansion. It's like, hey, we're gonna have a whole lot of people, and like, you know, everybody that got involved with getting the houses together, like not just like the main house, but the other two houses and shit like that in the compound, like everything, like everybody did a good job of getting on it early because we knew from the beginning it was going to be a pain in the ass. So if we have that many people being like, oh, hey, we're going to rent a hotel room at your place for the weekend, we need to reserve a floor because
and we're not going to like 100 people, so we get a good rate.
I was saying in Vegas, it's a lot like planning a wedding. And we have that kind of pull because there's that many of us.
But sort of fucked up, like, Russian meets German wedding. Like it's
those gypsy weddings you see on TLC.
That's exactly where someone brings an animal. Somebody brings a random donkey to the show. It's like,
Steppy, you show up to like TP Vegas and you're like, you show up to your hotel room and there's just chickens running down the hall. We have that.
Some guy's like shaving a pig in the corner. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're not gonna get in trouble as long as the chickens don't learn how to use the elevator.
No, the thing is too is you get when you call the hotel to book it, you have to tell them wedding. So that they're prepared.
You know what we do? I've been thinking about this.
Hey, we're having a GP Gypsy wedding.
No. When we book it, we just say we're like Scientologists or something. Like some super ultra religious group, like, I don't know.
I like this Gypsy wedding idea because this continues. Like, you could just set up a booth in the hall with your fucking trade binders and just...
It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you tell them it's somebody's birthday when it's not.
Yeah,
like you get a little bit of free shit. There's no reason not to say it's not like it's, you know, it's the
booth metal wedding.
Yeah.
Actually, why don't we just say we're like a reunion of like test tube babies? That would explain like all the odd behavior.
I like how Maddie's like, nope, not high school, definitely not college. We're all test tube babies.
We're very obvious.
what you do if they get you tell them it's the class of 1985 Miami Beach reunion.
Yes.
And they're going to be like, oh, man, there's going to be Camaros and cocaine everywhere. And they're like, we should give them the bottom floor so nobody even has to use the elevators. And just let us run. Let us run wild.
That would be sick.
I think
August of next year. It sounds like it's a plan.
Oh, the other thing I was going to say that was actually a real thing was that you get a lot more wives involved as well.
Right.
Like, my wife is not coming to Vegas to stay at a fucking house with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking full disclosure.
He's talking to you, Kevin, not me.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yes, exactly. Yeah,
like,
she
would stay in her own hotel room and let me venture out. allow me to go get a bucket of ice.
She's all, I'm staying in the fucking room if that Kevy guy's on this floor.
Yeah.
Which is totally...
It's like a scene out of, like, fucking... Total Mayhem Aliens movie, you know, like you're at the door. Okay, honey, hide behind the bed. I'm about to open the door. It's just like screaming and chickens are flying by, magic guards. And you're just like, I'll be back in 10 minutes, I swear.
Tommy's running down the hall, yelling with a draft box in his hand. And yeah, it'd be
Kevy's naked, running around, shooting vodka spritzers at everyone.
I feel like there's another solution here, too. Like, we could, like, just to throw this out there, like, there's another direction we could go with this. I like the hotel idea. We could also do, like, a Burning Man type of situation.
I actually, I don't know if you guys remember Eve, but Eve from Vancouver, who worked on Pixels and Godzilla, by the way.
I didn't know that. I remember Eve from being in Portland. He was in Portland, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's actually, like, an insane, like, 3D movie maker, magic animator guy. But he is trying to set up like a Burning Man type thing, but not at a festival like Burning Man.
Right.
But he's doing it in, I'm sure, I don't know if the Americans have heard of this, but in Banff National Park, which is like a super beautiful, awesome, hot springs, mountainy type area that's up here. And he's trying to set that up. And I was like talking to him about it recently because he's actually like serious about trying to set it up. But like, I think you're absolutely right, Kevy. Like something like that would be just insane. Like where... you aren't going to bother really anyone, but you are, and you're in somewhere that's like super nice that you can go and do different activities that aren't just like go to this bar, go to this restaurant, but then also you can play magic just whenever and however long you want to.
Yeah, you literally do the, like, you set up like one of those, back to the wedding thing, you know, people do outdoor weddings with like the big tent and then all the tables set up inside.
Yeah,
like, you can run an event inside there, so you don't have to deal with, like, being out in the elements and wind and shit like that fucking your cards up. But
yeah,
you can be
inside. The wind.
What's that?
I said nerds hate the wind. It, like,
And the sun.
Yeah.
If I could go somewhere that doesn't have wind or sun, I'm pretty happy.
Well, Portland is pretty good for that.
Yeah, it's perfect.
See, the difference for me is I like restaurants and bars, but whatever,
so
I'm not for a camping trip.
No, we just, we knock out
the... How do you play magic in camping? Does that go together?
Yeah, I've totally done the camping trip with people going for magic.
Have you done magic in camping?
No.
You know, you go camping and then they, like, pull out, like, you know, fucking Candyland and you play it? Well, now you just pull out magic.
Yeah.
And then my cards get blown off the picnic table? No, I'm not down with
that. Well, that's what I'm... We have the big
tent.
We have the big tent that
like
has
a wedding
tables,
tent.
Like a wedding tent that has the tables in it, which would be like our venue, and we could set up tournaments and do it fucking legit. We could do this like, I mean, shit, if we wanted to do this, we could do this just like on the outskirts of Vegas, just like random desert on the outskirts of Vegas, so people could go to bars.
The side of the road.
Why can't we use a forest? Why does it have to be 100 degrees in the desert?
I know, like, Kevy just wants to set it up in his backyard. That's what he really wants.
He's just slowly backdooring this into being in his backyard.
I got it. We'll go to Mammoth. Like, that's trees, that's mountains, that's skiing, that's mountain biking. It's also a little bit closer than Vegas is to me. Let's do it there.
I got a better idea. I got this big lot in my backyard. It could probably hold about 80 people. I know a guy with a tent. Let's just do it there.
We need to do this guerrilla style. We need to start having F&Ms at backyard barbecues. We need to start having fucking GPs.
Just out of the blue. You just go to someone's barbecue, and like, hey, what the fuck are you? And like,
F&M,
bitch!
Yeah, we're doing F&M here tonight, bitch!
Surprise F&Ms, just out of nowhere.
Flashing them.
Flash mob F&Ms. Oh my god, that would be funny.
I'm down.
I am so down for that.
Repel fell off the roof, smashed through some guy's office window.
Oh, and then set up a commander game that's gonna take 3 fucking hours.
And don't let him, like, lock the door, close the blinds. If anyone asks, just be like, Husky Bing.
Perfect. This is what the Magic community needs. Guerrilla tactics.
Yeah, this would be so much better than the Magic cruise. The Magic walk. Yes.
Ah, why would you bring that up, Jay? That's weird. I'm
That's
kind of surprised.
Wow, this sounds like high-level tactics right
like,
here.
It sounds like schizophrenia rambling. Is what it,
it pretty much does.
And well, on the plus side, I haven't heard a distinctive no from the idea of possibly going to Portland next August for something tangentially related to what we're talking about.
When he brought up Portland, we started bringing up desert parties and
everywhere
camping.
Else. Yeah.
But he's like, I haven't heard a no yet, so I'm going to pencil you guys in for a yes.
Yeah, I mean, we could do a different place at a different event. I like the other things that Portland had to offer. I like the many
good.
Craft beers, the more strip clubs per capita than any other place on the planet.
Oh, we can make it rain magic cards in a strip club.
That would be fucking awesome. And, I mean, we got to use draft commons. Because...
Now I've been waiting to tell this story for a very long time. But
do it.
I actually have a friend whose uncle owned a strip club, and he would hang out there a lot when he was a kid. So he would.
This is a story about himself, just so you know. Go on.
I had a friend who had an uncle.
Yeah. My uncle.
My friend
had
a strip club. He would hang out there and he would kind of teach the girls how to play and also values. So there was definitely a time in California where you could go to a particular strip club and trade a dual land for a dance.
Wow.
Wow. That'd be a hell of a dance now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Honey, I get to finish in your mouth.
I was gonna leave something to the imagination, but then Maddie
I mean, it depends on the girls. You get a
it's blackboarded. Oh, that's
get
horrible.
In your mouthy. Yeah, it depends on the
person. Did you just call that a mouthy?
Yeah, well, like mouthy with an F, like mouthy.
Mouthy.
Yeah.
America. Is that like selfie for strippers?
It's all America's just weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Said the guy drinking a Big Beaver. So, someone explain to me, we got a new announcement today on, I don't know, Magic Online is doing some weird shit, people. They're freaking out. They're losing people left, right, and center. So many people, pillars of the community, have suggested to Worth and Lee and all these people all these great ideas about, you know, lowering redemption back and actually solving the economy and all these things. So this is what they did. I mean, this is incredible. This is epic level thinking. Their answer to all this is they're releasing a legendary cube that gives legendary packs.
But only
randomly after you finish playing.
Whoa. That's legitimate? You're telling me that it's not like a 4-3-2-2 of cube packs? You get a certain number of cube packs just randomly?
You just get like a random drop.
So it's all phantom points, but let's say it's an 8-man, one of those 8 people may randomly get a 5-card legendary booster pack.
That's how like all the esports games do it. They all do, but those are all cosmetic items. They're not like tradable or valuable items, so I don't know the difference.
I don't even know.
Well, this announcement
mean,
is considerably larger of a shit than I thought it was earlier.
Yeah. It is so bizarre, it makes no sense. I don't even know who's going to play this.
Fucking sucks.
You know what? This is a great, like, sideshow, like, if you're at, like, a circus and, like, oh my god, I want to see the, like, midget alligator boy, but, like, this is not the issue that we need fixed. I don't know where this came from.
I don't know who said it best. It might have even been Marcel. Somebody was saying earlier today that what the fuck is wrong with you when you're paying people in your company to come up with these bullshit ideas? It's probably not Marcel because he's too nice to say that.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. He's been popping off on motherfuckers lately.
He's pretty salty today.
I don't know. I don't care if you spent a fucking dollar of your budget to waste people's time on this. It was a dollar poorly spent. Like, if you're paying people to come up with this shit, god damn it, this is fucking awful. I mean, Bueller used to do this shit pro bono when he was just working on, like, getting the fucking Vintage Super League started and shit. And all of a sudden, that guy's turned into a full-time paycheck to just shit on your faces for a fucking terrible product.
Wow. Wow. Aggressive, son. Aggressive.
Get him. Get him.
We're talking poor Randy. Hey, Randy didn't...
This is a personal attack. When you fuck with MTGO, I don't really give a shit. But as soon as you start
when
fucking
with you,
I have...
Oh, yeah, did you read at the end? This is replacing the real Keith, too.
Do you have a view on this? Because I know you're in the same boat as TSG on this. It's like, you love Cube, and you could give two fucks about Moto. So, does this matter at all?
Nope,
or do you just
not
put Cube on Moto? You just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I stopped giving a shit like a long time ago when they fucking keep ruining the Cube, like by putting in terrible cards and forcing you to play them. And then also, when they made it didn't even give prizes and shit. Only prized out to
Phantom play. Tickets?
Yeah, like
those Phantom tickets. It's like, oh good, you get to play more Cube.
Yeah.
Yay.
But you still have to pay to play, so it really doesn't do anything.
So, very bizarre.
What is this whole, like, legendary cube? Like, have you guys ever heard of this in the cube community just make a legendary cube?
I've never heard of this. This sounds like bullshit. But I've been talking with a friend recently on making, a commander cube. So what I want to do is I want to make it, like, not tiny leaders in the only three or less thing, but tiny leaders in that, like, it's a 50-card deck. And so what happens is, I think first, I'm trying to figure out ways to do it, but I think what I'm going to try is that everybody gets, I think, what I think is like, it's going to be like two or three legendary creatures, just randomly like shuffled up from the cube. And then what happens is you keep one, and then you pass one. And then if it's three legends, just to give it a little bit more like chance for better, like, I guess,
right,
color split, then you put that one in the middle face up so everyone knows, like, kind of what was thrown away. And then you just draft a regular draft deck, but the numbers would be a little bit different because you're playing a 50-card deck instead of a 40-card deck. And then you have, like, your command. You have a commander that you can play, right? But I've never heard of a cube where every creature is legendary. That just sounds like a gimmick. Like, so,
yeah,
like, big fucking deal.
Really bullshit gimmick, because the whole point of a cube is that it's singletons anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and so it doesn't matter. So you basically are just taking a bunch of substandard cards that have the word legendary printed on them, because you don't have enough.
Not even that, but you just have like fucking three one-drops in your entire fucking cube or some shit like that.
Yeah, like, it sounds like a super stupid gimmick. Like, it's just like, and what this sounds like is just typical WotC. It just sounds like when a company... Like, it's like when a company...
Grasping at straws?
Yeah, you know,
buzzword.
It's like buzzword, synergy. That's exactly what it is. It's a buzzword. It's like, oh, you know what's really popular now? Selfies. So let's make a phone that has a really great front camera that can take, like, 5-megapixel selfies. And then let's call it the Pinder. Oh, yeah. Like, and it's just like, yeah, that's fucking sweet. It's flat.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. And the shitty part is, there's a lot of people out there that are gonna buy that that phone.
Yeah, a lot of grandmas.
I'd like to think that they're like Magic players as a whole tend to be a little bit more intelligent than the general public, like the Nickelback listening public. So they just kind of like, I feel like they're barking up a tree that like everybody in this community is looking right through it. You know, if you were seriously, if you were selling it at Walmart, fine, maybe, if that was your only outlet. But like that, yeah, the legendary cube is just like everybody looks at it and goes, oh, wow, that's a bad idea.
You can't have any clones, obviously, because there's no legendary clones, right?
So now you can probably have clone effects, though.
You can have clone effects, but like, so then you're like, now you're using like just... Like, you're just using, like, bad, like workarounds, because you're like, if your gimmick is, oh, it's Legends only, you still have to have things like Doomblade and stuff, right? But now they're just going to be using what, like the bad versions of those
legendary, like, Doomblade.
Heroes Demise.
They just put the word legendary in front of all the effect, legendary, yeah. Lightning Bolt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is horrible. I mean, here's what's funny.
You can only have one on the battlefield.
Reading the marketing for this thing, it's like, oh, we're gonna have legendary creatures that are so powerful they affect the game. Okay, well, Cube is the most powerful.
They affect the game.
Wouldn't you love to play a format where creatures affect the game?
Look, dude, I will read.
Hi to the dark. Welcome in, Fallen Empires.
I'm just gonna read this. Look,
aren't that powerful? Like, they're not powerful enough to affect the game.
I don't know who wrote this, but this is it, man. It says right here, you might have guessed it from the name, but for the initial run of Legendary Cube, I swear to God, every creature will be legendary. When legendary creatures enter the battlefield, they are an immediate threat and possess effects so powerful they can alter the fundamental rules of
turn
magic.
Turn one tomorrow, go.
What? In this cube dominated by legendary... A clash of titans, legendary against legendary. That's a lot of legendaries. Will be the most effective way to battle, comboing together huge, splashy effects into an overwhelming onslaught against your opponent. Oh, this is horrible.
This is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And there's like a picture of some woman Deathrite Shaman, which, I don't know. There was a big kerfuffle about.
Old Maddie would have spent fucking 10 minutes talking about what that art meant to him, but new Maddie, he doesn't give a fuck.
Because this is bullshit. I can't use these cards in Modern. I don't give a fuck about this garbage.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Anything that I can't play, I'm sorry. Anything I can't play in Modern is like, it's just, I might as well go put it under my fucking doorstop.
Yes, until you sign up for this shit. Like, when you became a full-time member of this cast, you knew you signed up for a whole lot of fucking, we love Modern, we don't give a shit what your reasons for not liking it are. Bitch.
Nothing but spoiler season when we're looking at a card that's like barely standard playable, and Maddie's there like, well, maybe in Modern. Like,
yeah. Oh, you guys have one of those guys in your cast too?
Yep. Actually, we have like three of them. That's the sad thing.
We're the opposite of you guys.
Oh, hey, check it out. So if you're wondering, like, you know, what Jackie Lee has been doing at Wizards and what
have
awesome
I
stuff.
Ever?
Yeah, well, yeah, guess what? She was final game design and development on Legendary Cube. Woohoo! Good job, Jackie.
Oh God,
you can't say that because that's misogyny.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm just congratulating her on a great product. So.
Would you?
No, on this podcast. Basically, all you have to do is not say the R word, and it's not misogyny on this podcast.
You've said that like 100 times.
Which Reagan? One is the R word we're not allowed to say again?
We said all of them.
There's so many that our list of what we're not allowed to say is getting too long. I don't know. Is that the magic news? Because I feel like...
I mean, really, there's a ton of other shit, but I don't know how
like
much...
Like what? No. Okay, well,
hit
me.
New commander deck. New commander precons. I'm actually...
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah. Now, what is this bullshit talk about?
Hold on. Okay. Before you get too... Before we get off of all these subjects,
yes,
David Gumby, do you have anything to say about any of?
Yes, the I'm sorry, I forgot KYT was on the show.
Gumby died.
David's sleeping. He's tired. Leave him be.
He went to bed.
He did say he was tired as shit. He's just like, oh man, I'm tired. You guys are talking, and that's the last. I think
we are not making this up. David did say he was very sleepy.
He pushed the button. He's recording. He's doing his job.
Yeah, he is. He's got to do his job tomorrow. He's got to edit this shit.
Yeah. We're the ones to wreck it. He fixes it. It's awesome.
Without having Maddie around. We, you know, give the man a break.
Oh, no. Yes, the man deserves multiple breaks.
Yeah, we gave him his shot, though. And so on to the next thing, the commander decks.
Yeah. Yes. What do you have to say about that, Jay?
I'm super jacked for those. Yeah. There's always some fucking great cube cards in there.
That's true.
And I actually like the precons because I stopped playing EDH because it just, like, as soon as it became an official format, it just became just as boring as every other fucking official format in that it just, It's just the same fucking five decks over and over again that you're playing against, and the worst fucking community on the planet. And then they just keep banning, they just keep banning green cards. Like, oh yeah, this Sphinx and this fucking Deadeye Navigator. Those are way less powerful than a green creature.
Aren't those blue? Oh, I get you. Sorry. Also, yeah. Aren't those blue cards?
Yeah. Like those are way too, you know, underpowerful. What we have to do is ban things like, you know, a 6/6 trample for 6, you know.
Yeah.
That's too good.
That fetches lands though, Jay.
Okay, sorry, we have to ban like a 6/6 reach guy that destroys a land and gets a land one time.
Yeah, cuz that's
they don't know what that card is.
Yes, exactly, because it's banned and it is not good.
EDH is not good.
Yeah, correct. That whole format isn't that good.
Correct. So I'm excited about the precons. I probably won't buy any because I don't have anyone to play with, but I will buy all the singles that are good. And they always also have like cool fucking alternate art shit in those.
Do they?
I bought the last red one. Like, I give, like, zero fucks about fucking Commander. I can't stand it because I can't play Magic past, like, turn 5. So, it's just me. That's how I am. And so, like, the last fucking Commander set that came out, I didn't give a shit until I was like, oh, wait, I need to buy this fucking red deck because there's a bunch of shit in here that's good for my cube. So, I definitely get where you're going there. It's like, you know what? I'm not into the... But there's awesome shit in those.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what is this whole rumor about them being, so they're ally or they're enemy colored?
Enemy color pairs. There are five decks, enemy color pairs.
Yeah, the rumor is that they're the villains set that Cons was going to be.
Ooh, interesting.
So I don't know if you've heard about that, but yeah, apparently that's pretty sweet.
So, and what is this shit about? Wait, hold on, because I was reading the thing, the release, and it said something about they power up?
No, is this the official shit, or is this like everybody assumes they're the enemy colors because of that fucking Deathrite Shaman artwork?
No, they're official. From Wizards. That's official. That's official, yeah. Oh. They're enemy colors.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, Matt. I just needed to establish that before I start getting drunk and yelling about... Go ahead.
All right, well, the official thing says here, the set will feature 5 two-color enemy pair, 100-card commander decks, along with 55 new cards. Yeehaw. I thought I was reading something about them that they power up. Oh, here it is. Okay, so new cards offer new play options and experience counters will make your commander grow in power during the course of each game. We have experience counters now. What the fuck is that? I don't play Commander, so is that a thing that exists now?
No, it's not. It sounds just like a gimmick for level up, kind of like how the last gimmick was that the Planeswalkers. The Planeswalker.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's cool.
I thought
that was cool.
Experience counters might just be something that kind of helps negate what do you call it in fucking EDH? There's like, because your commander casts or costs more to cast turn.
Yeah, the tax.
Maybe it's just like, this one gets a fucking counter that fucking takes off. You know, one of your taxes.
Yeah,
you know,
could make it better, right? You probably have some kind of soldier general
level up. Like, yeah,
that's every experience counter that he gets +1/+1 or some shit.
Yeah, so the commanders would be like almost planeswalkers with abilities, and as their experience points go up, they unlock new things. Actually, that could be kind of cool. That could be cool. Come on.
Yeah. So are like fucking choose your own adventure books.
Those are also cool. Yeah.
Those are cool. Yeah.
I don't know, like, it seems like that's going to get complicated if they start doing, like, it's like, well...
Oh my god, EDH isn't complicated now, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what, fair enough, I'll back out of this conversation, because I've got, like, zero to say about fucking EDH.
Now, what is this shit that was...
I'm just trying to embarrass myself.
Now, was this just hyperbole as everybody was going off because fetches weren't reprinted that they're like, well, the next logical place is they're going to be in these commander decks?
Yeah,
I'm just going to say this. Guys, if they choose to put fetches, $100 fetches in a commander product, number one, I will be shocked. I will be overly joyed. I mean, that would be amazing. But
you're gonna
the
start
likelihood
going back to Target
of that.
All the time.
Oh, dude.
There are no targets where you're at. What are you going to do?
I gotta drive down. I'm gonna drive down to your shithole country and fucking pick
my shithole country.
Yeah, see, see, See if the gas money's worth it to come get some fucking Shocklands. Get to Target, find out that there's one box left of the fucking of the one you want, and then you gotta fight a fucking small kid for it.
I gotta throw shit at him, throw Polly Pockets at him.
Just fart right in his fucking face. I have a story about that.
Oh, man, thank God. Thank God, are we finally at this point of the show? Fuck the rest.
Magic is so depressing to you these days.
I don't even care.
Shitting in kids' faces stories.
Okay, Jake, let's do it, buddy. Woo!
Right now?
Okay. Yeah.
Tell me of the farts and kids.
Full hour of magic under our belt.
That's true. That's lots.
There's a whole lot of magic.
I mean, you sure you don't want to tell us about your Lord of the Rings set for an hour? We could do that, too.
No, please. That's horrendous.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's so bad. Jay, I don't want to... Every episode of the A-Team, it's like an hour of it. It's just like, please. Yeah.
Hey,
please.
What did you do with your wife last weekend? Did you enjoy some summer boating?
Yes. It's not my fault. Yeah. You know why it's not my fault? Because you can tell that those motherfuckers that are on the show with me don't give a shit about Game of Thrones boo. They don't
No, they don't.
But you know what? They'll ask about it and then I'll talk about it and then they don't give a shit. So then I have to have a conversation with myself.
Yes. You argue against your own voice.
That's most weeks on this show as it is.
Yes. And you know what happens is I go into the show and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to talk about boo. That's fine. And then they'll be like, oh, let's look at the comments. And the comments will be like, Jay, what about this for boo? Have you thought about this? What about this? And then they will bring that up.
And they're like, oh, God, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. These motherfuckers.
And then I get a call from Kyle who's like, Maddie, how do I save this show? Where do I edit it? I'm like, you just leave it in, man. It's his thing. Let him hang himself.
quick question about your boo sets. Have you guys done a Star Wars boo set yet?
Yeah. No!
Yeah, we have. Yeah. It was
Okay.
It was broken because somebody made a land that you could untap for free if you had a Jedi. And, you know, Star Wars.
That's not broken. Yeah,
you have Jedis. And so it was just turn one. Oh, I have infinite mana. Game over. Good game.
That's fine.
Great set design.
Yeah, great work. It's Watts. So we don't make sense with those guys anymore.
That's fair.
Yeah. However, so I farting on a kid's face. This is how you want to
get
the title.
You want to get what you want at Target? This is how you get what you want at Target. This is how you get what you want.
So, does this work at Walmart's and is it interchangeable?
It only works at some Walmarts, but it works every time at Target.
Okay.
I'm at Target with a buddy, kind of drunk. We're buying Risk because when you're drunk, you make poor decisions. You know that.
This is true. Yes.
So this is not meant to be racist. It's just part of the story. But this.
Oh my God, Jay! You were meant to be on the show because that starts so many stories with that exact disclaimer.
Okay. This little Mexican kid is like just being an insufferable just piece of shit. He's like 5'7". He has a mohawk. He's like, he's in the action figure section, and from like five aisles over, like just fucking just. Like, when you walk on snow, you know that sound, that crunchy sound that just
burns
you up, nails on a chalkboard shit? I can just hear him. So I just look at my friend, and I just say, like, I'm going to fart on this kid's head. You watch. And I saunter over to the aisle in question, and I see this just vile piece of shit. He's just, like, yelling at his mom, like he's calling her an idiot for buying him this, like, huge fucking G.I. Joe vehicle or something, which is terrible because that movie sucks. So you should buy real toys, not G.I. Joe toys, you idiot. So she says to him something like, I already bought this for you, but you broke it. And he says to her, like, shut up. I need it. It's the only one I don't have. I want it. Just some bullshit, right? So the mom is young. She's younger than I am. And she just kind of says, like, we don't have the money for that. I'm not buying you a toy. And he just yells, like, you're an idiot. Fuck you. Just terrible, right?
Oh, so, man. Yeah. Horrible.
So I had just had like some mucho burrito. So for those of you,
I love how it's a Mexican kid and he had a mucho burrito.
I think it's like Chipotle. I think, but we don't have
Chipotle. To. Yes.
It's like a fucking 3-pound beef only. And fucking
beef only. I like that.
Wait. Yeah. Do you guys have burrito boys in Calgary?
No. Nope.
Oh, we got them up here. They are awesome.
So it's just like, but like I said, it's like a bull's dick is what you're eating.
Apparently very popular in Calgary.
And I
equal protein ratio.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. A little cilantro for flavor. I'd had, you know, a few of these. We were drunk, right?
Cilantro.
And so while I'm watching,
we had a few of these.
It was a casual Tuesday afternoon, you know, like you do.
You know,
I ate two beef dicks,
a little bit of cilantro,
hammered and running with the bulls, as we call
you
it.
You know what it is? It's those jalapenos that react badly.
Running with the bulls. That's amazing.
Yep. So while I'm watching this all happen, my stomach gives that warning.
The gurgle.
The gurgle. And it tells me, you know, you're about 15 minutes to an hour away. I haven't gotten the timing down perfectly yet. Because it is fucking mucho burrito. Like, sometimes you think, oh, yeah, I'm good. And then you just Sharknado. So
Sharknado your pants.
I'm like, this is great. This is fucking destiny. I am Vader and you are Luke. And I am going to fart on your fucking head. So, you know, I slowly.
And then I'm going to tell you that I'm your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slowly, I inch towards. I'm like inspecting some wrestling toys or something. I'm pondering the weird nipples on this one figure, and you know, I'm just like, oh, look, a belt. And then I'm like, I look over at my buddy, and he's just like popcorn. I don't know where he got popcorn.
He just went to go to a movie theater just to watch the whole
6 pounds of beef. Wasn't enough.
It's all yeah. Yeah, this shit's gonna be awesome. I need popcorn.
Yeah. So the kid is just yelling at me, like, "Fuck you! I fucking hate you. Die! I fucking blah blah blah." And so
mom's my mom.
And, yep, she's just rolling her eyes, turning her back to him. And then so this fucking kid, like, he's obviously, you know, realized mom's not gonna buy me this thing. So he gets on his hands and knees and he starts taking the toy out of the box. Like, he starts unboxing this toy. This, and it's like expensive because it's a piece of shit, right?
So, so, you know, okay. This is so good.
I'm about 2 or 3 feet away, and I have my back towards him, just looking at these wrestling toys, and then, ooh, Batman Beyond or some shit. And he's like getting frustrated with those stupid, because he's like 5, those stupid twisties.
The zip ties, yeah, that are holding it in.
Yeah, and I am like, oh, it's go time. I am a dentist, and you are a liar. Right? I bend down to reach for one of the toys, and at this point, my ass is like an inch and a half from this kid's head. And I say head because he's looking down the twist ties. It's not at his Now, in general, when you're doing this, you want to act casual, and you want to drop your little belly bomb, and then you want to just walk away a few seconds, you know, like nothing happened. Like, you just want to be, like, just super casual and breezy, right?
So, now, here's the thing, though. You got to explain to me, like, are you good enough to, like, hold the cheeks open with your muscles so the air is just, like, or is it, like, how are you sounding this out here?
Oh, no,
are you moving a box? Are you squeaking your shoes at the same time?
I push it out. It's like a fucking brand. it's a fat guy.
Like a trumpet sound. Like a war horn.
Yeah, if you think of every fat guy who's ever been made fun of for farting in a movie or a cartoon, it's a fat guy fart 100% of the time. Like,
you
it's like
on
a
purpose.
It's like a fucking like a like it has bass.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
My ass is Megan Trainor. Like, so normally what I do if I'm
oh, it hurts.
This show has hit new lows. Like, it's absurd. Okay, so
is you just kind of you try
or new highs.
You try to make it silent, and you pop over an aisle, and then you listen to the reaction from the aisle away. So what happens is,
oh
like
my God.
it's like an elevator, right? Like where like two people will be like, oh my god.
Yeah, those are the best.
It's awesome when you do it to like a couple because the woman will just be like, oh my god, and sometimes the guy will even be like, that smells like your fart. Your
Were you like, eating a burrito yesterday? Yeah.
Did you go to fucking Mucho Burrito? We're on Weight Watchers. So,
but yeah. instead you're in a toy aisle, so it's more like these Legos smell like farts.
Man, I'm not buying this. These Legos smell like farts.
Jesus.
Today I couldn't help myself, though. This kid is such a little shit. It's like sweet justice. So I tilt my head back, and I'm looking at him out of my eye, obviously to ensure accuracy here, right? I'm so close that my friend, to him, he said later that it looked like I was about to sit on this kid's head. So my friend can't see him, right? He's covering his mouth, but he just fucking lets loose this, soundboard donkey chortle. Just fucking...
The sound he would make, like, oh, Jesus.
And then the kid hears this, immediately looks up, and can't help but notice that my enormous towel short ass is in his face. So I'm trying not to laugh, but I'm panicking because of how we've made fucking eye contact. And
He knows!
You made fart contact.
Yeah, and like this might be child abuse. I might have to register the sex. So he furrows his brow. He gives it like that little kid like confusion look, you know. And he looks over at mom, and mom still has her back towards us. And then he kind of looks back in like this weird, naive, confused like. Who is this and what is happening? And
why would this man do this to me, Bobby?
The initial blast is let go, and it was like the fucking when Alderaan exploded in Star Wars.
There was a ring of stink that just came.
His hair blew back. His hair blew back.
Just blew across the fucking floor.
I'm sure if I could have tried, I could have blown over like a pop can or something. So I would call it an ape.
I gotta say, Maddie, David, whichever one of you is doing this, the episode's got to be called Vigilante Justice, and we have to have a magic, you know, magic themed art. So it just needs to have the picture of balance. Like from the car. as the graphic. It's just Vigilante Justice.
Damnation would be good, too.
Yeah, that'd be nice, too.
Just the void.
Just the void. I like the void.
So did the mother, like, catch you?
Wait. Okay. So then... it was like a joyous... Like, it was like a light... Like a, it was a fart that you would laugh at.
It was a joyous...
It was a joyous little fart. Like, it was like a ha-ha, right? Like, and then, so, but in the middle of the fart, as I'm trying to contain myself and not just fall over laughing, because remember, I'm, like, bent down trying to get something on the bottom shelf, right? It's my cover. It from being, like, a fun, light, like, fart to a dry, like, what sounded like a foghorn squeal of, like, it was nefarious. That's the only way to put this. It was evil. It was seeping evil, right? It was just seeping evil. And I think because...
Just wind off a turd kind of
thing. Yeah, it was right off the log. It was a shit fart, for sure. It was 100% a shit fart. So I think this piece of shit motherfucker kid noticed probably way before I did, because... He fucking wrenched his neck so violently trying to get away from it. It was like his soul was being fumigated.
Have you ever seen Harry Potter where those things are pulling the soul out of him?
Yeah,
That's what was happening.
I farted a Dementor into Mexican Harry Potter.
Ay, 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 Dobby, save me. Evie will always be there for you. Oh, oh my God, that's it right there.
Hey, don't cry, Essay. Don't cry.
he's like, I saw Voldemort in his ass.
He shall not be
El Voldemort.
Yeah, he shall not be named.
El Voldemort.
Who did this to you, Jose? Who did this? He shall not be named. But I can El smell.
El Voldemorte!
So because he's getting dementored, right, from my beehole, he's like hovering.
El Voldemorte!
On his hands and knees. And he could, like, the neck snap didn't do anything.
You can't get away. I guarantee you, at least every male listener out there has been bent down while you farted, and you're way closer to like the dissipation than
It's like the speed of sound. You can
exactly
before you hear it. Like it's
bad.
It's like a mephitis. Like it's just fucking terrible.
It doesn't get a chance to go 3 feet away. You know, and then come around your body, like even the worst ones, you know, get 3 feet away, come around your body and hit your nose, and they're already dispersed into the air. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everybody else might have to deal with it. But, like, when you catch them fresh, it's, ooh.
Oh, it's the worst. It's way worse. It's like when a baby fucking shits in your mouth. It is the worst.
Yeah.
What?
Now you're talking about somebody catching that same kind of shit, but it's not their own brand either.
From a fat man to
from a man.
So he could only, the only way he could go is forward, right? But forward would mean certain death because if he'd be going
forward would be certain death.
He'd be going into fucking Mordor, right? He could not. he couldn't crawl backwards. He was too stupid. Probably his motor skills. He was learning swears. So he like couldn't figure out how to get out. He's like fucking immobilized. He's
in a cage and you're stink.
Did he start doing the Three Stooges slap face to try and get the stink off?
Oh yeah, he's fucking for 4 full seconds of farts.
Panic.
He was just panic. He was dough in the headlights. I'm sure that I gave him long term severe
and
brain
pink
damage.
Eye.
Like
his
at least pink eye.
You know what it is? His brain told his body to shut down and play dead. That's the only way to survive.
Don't breathe in, play dead, the bear will leave, right?
El Muerto won't kill you. Oh, now, Jesus.
So when I finished forcing this little kid to puff me farts, there was like this silent, like, what do they call it in fucking soap shows when you pause a lot, like a pregnant pause? There was like this weird pregnant pause where I'm like sitting here and I look like I'm just like doing a squat and the kid is just stunned. Like he is shunted.
Grasping at his throat, trying to claw his eyes out.
It's like Darth Vader force choking him, right?
He's bald now, yeah, and I'm just force choking him with my butt. Because that's in real life, that's how cool superpowers would have. That's like that's in karma. He's like, oh, you've imagined this great superpower, like force choking. Yeah, sure, you can have that power, except for that it comes out of your ass and it smells like llama.
It smells like llamas. What?
So no one. This kid is so shocked by the just tenacity and the just terrible dumb smell. And you know, now figured out, well, like, no one's ever stood up to this, like, psychopath in his whole life. I'd taken the words out of his mouth and just filled them
the
with
the whole 5 years of his life.
Yeah, exactly, because he was a little fucking shit. So I make the first move, right? Okay, I'm suppressor now. I'm fucking Ethan from the Mission Impossible movies. I'm underwater too long. Like, you know, I've been there for way too long. So I just pick up the toy that I was reaching for. I take a few steps forward and just like kind of like stare at it, and at like about 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, the only thing the kid could really kind of manage to do is just burst into tears and bawl. So my friend, who's still eating popcorn, is like, oh shit, we are fucked. And and he just darts. He just burns right out of
He just and bails. He's got to go. I ain't going to jail again.
Takes the risk, and he just is like,
hey,
fuck.
I ain't going down for this.
Yeah, I'm not. You ain't pinning this on me, man. And so mom turns around, sees the kid with the stupid crying on the floor, and me just, like, minding my own business, seemingly, right? And and so she asks the kid what's wrong, but he can't really speak, and all he kind of gets out is, like, this crying, like, farts, He just, like, distinctly...
Does the mother walk into this, like, stench zone?
She, like, kind of, but, like, she doesn't really acknowledge it, but then when he says fart, she kind of is, like, does the...
Dude. She does the, like, smell the petunias mother's.
So I'm just, like, collateral damage now, right? I've introduced innocent civilian with my IED. So it took, like, every fiber in my body just to not just burst out laughing. I just put the toy back. I kind of give a nonchalant look at what's happening.
JJ, wait. When you put the toy on the shelf, please, God, tell me you made a soft little under-your-breath kind of thing. Like, man, this toy stinks. sidestep away. Man, what you should have said.
So you look mom straight in the eyes and be like, your kid stinks. And then walk away.
You should have just, as you're walking away, be like, some parents should toilet train their children. Just
God,
be like, ugh.
He is five.
Just look at her and be like, oh, you were hot, but ugh, not anymore. And walk.
Is that O to dumps? So, I'm like, I just give this nonchalant, like, oh, and then I'm like, ugh, like, I'm kind of like, control your child, right? But he like senses. He has the force. He is Luke Skywalker, but much younger, but quite just as big.
Also a Mexican kid with a mohawk.
Yeah. He's Jorge Skywalker. He senses that.
And he yells out, Uncle Owen and Beru, no!
Because they've been burned by this.
Oh.
That the dark side is about to escape.
He points to your ass and he's like, those blaster marks are too accurate for sad people. Those shit stains are too accurate for sad people.
Globalizing womp rats. And he just shouts, Mom, he farted on me.
And then the jig is up.
Yeah, it's over.
It's full book time now.
I can feel him pointing at me, but I'm like determined to keep the act, right? Like, if a cop ever asks you what you're doing, just maintain composure. So I just continue to act, and I'm just browsing, I'm slowly...
Trip the kid and run.
Yeah, I'm slowly walking down the aisle. Ooh, Nerf guns. These might be fun from when I was a child. Ha ha. And I'm just about around the corner, and I hear, like, an excuse me, sir? Sir? And I turn around, and I'm like...
Oh, no.
Like, and she goes, you just fart on my son? And I'm like weighing my options, and I'm trying not to just laugh right out loud, because if anyone ever asks you that, the only answer
is no.
Absolutely, I did. Right? So I answer, what? I mean, I did fart a little while ago, and she just goes, on my son? And I'm like, well, technically... I mean, like, what? Define on.
I love how he's like, technically, what?
Define on. And she goes,
define on. That's the other. Okay. Jay can win any argument because you just keep posing questions and never answer. That's.
Okay. He's got the Bill Clinton style of argumenting.
Yeah. So she goes, why did you fart? Why did you fart on my son? And the kid just looks so happy that I've gotten caught now. He's like, ha 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 ha. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm a man. I will fart wherever I goddamn want. So I turn and I look at the kid and I point at him and I say, I farted on your son because the whole fucking store could hear him being a rotten little shit to his mother. And I came over here to treat him like a fucking piece of shit and shit stinks.
What? What? So he just bounced the whole thing out the window. Fuck it.
Fucking signed, full signed confession.
I can't stop clapping. I can't stop clapping.
Tell me you kicked a little soapbox right out and stood on it while he said that.
Yeah.
You hear people three aisles over starting to clap the slow clap. Yeah.
Just the fucking golf clap, you know, yeah. So mom looks at me. She looks at the shit on the floor. The G.I. Joe stuff.
Wait, we missed that.
He dropped the load.
Yeah. So she doesn't really know what to do. She's kind of confused, and she just kind of, like, grabs little Jorge, and she's like, just go. And she turns around and she leaves, and I'm like, oh my god, why did I say that? I look up and I see, I see like the black orb of Walmart and Target, like that security.
Uh-oh, and you know it's zooming in on you right now.
Like, oh my god, I am gonna have to.
You just shit on a child.
They have proof that I fucking, I'm a sex offender now, I'm on a list. That's how you get on lists.
Wait, what is that guy? What's the guy's name who did those, like, expose on, like, NBC where he'd, like, come out from behind a wall?
Oh, man. It's like it was
Chris
on, like,
something?
Chris, yeah, it was on Dateline or whatever, and it's like, that's I it. Just...
To catch it, yeah, Chris to catch Hansen. A predator. Chris Hansen to catch a predator just comes out of the bathroom.
Oh, why don't you have a seat right
now? My old roommates and I used to have a drinking game to that show.
I just canceled my wrestling toys.
I was just trying to buy wrestling toys, man.
I was just...
Oh, man.
I see you guys have two Undertaker in stock.
Yeah, oh, man. I need a tag team. You want to be my tag team?
I didn't know how old he was. He never told me how old he was. Look, he said he was 16 online. My God. Sir, that is... that has got to be one of the best... fart stories I've ever heard in my life.
Fart stories don't normally take that long or are that good. I gotta give you props.
Man, I mean,
so, usually it's like, oh man, I busted ass in Walmart and everybody smelled it and heard it and I felt so embarrassed. That was a goddamn cinema epic.
Yeah, that was the Godfather Part 1 and 2
right there.
That was... Yes. That was insane. I mean, the whole reason I asked Jay to come on is because of the events that happened to me on Monday about my story, which I was like, oh, I got to bring Jay on because... But now you've, like... I mean, shit, you've set the bar so high, I don't even know if there's any hope in following this, but I will give it a shot. So my story does involve shit, so I guess it's kind of in the same vein. So on Monday, it was a holiday, so I was like, all right, family, let's go for a walk. We'll walk down to the park. So, you know, we have a beautiful morning, get a coffee, we walk down, it's a beautiful day. We're all sitting by the park, there's, you know, tons of families out, everybody's there, and there's this perfect little bench that looks out onto the lake that, you know, we always try to sit at, but it's always, like, full. Well, this time, like, me and the wife get there, and it's open, so we're sitting there, the sun's off, the kids are playing, I'm like, and I look over at my wife, and I'm like, this is a perfect day, this is so awesome. And as I'm saying this, a whack hits my crotch, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I don't immediately, like, look down. I'm just like, what was that? Like, and sometimes my wife will play, like, little sexual jokes at me, so I'm like, did you hit me in the dick? Like, what was that, right?
Sometimes she punches me in the dick, and I'm used to it.
So. Yeah. No, so I look down, and as I'm looking down, I hear caw, caw, as this gigantic bird flies out of this tree, and there is the biggest bird shit, like, on my deck, like, and I'm not talking, like, this bird shit, I'm talking the gigantic, like, the size of, like, a pancake that you would get at IHOP.
Like a Rottweiler. Like a Rottweiler shit, white.
Literally. Oh, yeah, actually, okay. So if you've seen bird shit, sometimes it's like white with this little green log in it. This was yellow with a massive chunk of brown, like a potato of shit, just shitting on my crotch. Now,
literally, Birdman just shit on you.
Now, literally, okay, I don't know if you've seen, like, war movies from the 80s, but, like, this is like Platoon. I'm in shock. Like, I'm literally standing. Yeah, I swear to God, I'm standing in shock. My wife is slowly howling laughing. Of course, the first reaction would be like, oh, I'm going to walk quietly to the nearest bathroom and or ask someone for a towel. No, I stand up, run behind the bench, get down on my hands and knees, and I lean back on the ground. Like, this is like William Dafoe at the end of, well, I can't even remember what, where he's like getting shot. I lean on the ground. Now this is where it gets horrendously bad. Now, when shit happens to you and things are going wrong, sometimes your mind tells you that you should proceed with a course of action that, in hindsight, you're like, this was the dumbest thing to do. So yes, what do I do? Yeah, no, I'm kneeling down, and I just grab at my crotch, like, with my left hand, and I try to pull, like, my shorts away from my genitals, and I scoop. I try to scoop off as much as I can.
Oh, no! Oh,
now,
no!
No! Now, this is the worst part. I don't scoop and quickly rub it into the grass. I scoop, and then part of my brain says, you should smell it, just to make sure. I don't know what I was doing, but I took a sniff, and I started to gag, and I screamed, like, choking, like, no, 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 and that's hilarious. So my wife has now fallen off the bench, howling, she can't believe it, and all these, like, parents, like, my kids who were, like, on the, like, playground thing, they're all pointing at me, like, what's wrong with Dad? And, like, there's these other, like, there was this, like, lady with, like, a dual stroller with two kids. Both kids on either side of the stroller, like, peeked out from around the side to see what I was doing. And I'm on the ground screaming and gagging, no, no, holding my crotch in the air because I want to get it as far away from my, like, I don't know, my, I don't even know what I was doing. Now, this is insane. So, the bathroom is, like, 30 feet away, and they just built it. So I was like, I've got to get to this fucking little room, and I get up, and I just start, like, half walking, half trotting, but tripping. Like, and you know sometimes when you're, like, one leg is like, hey, I'm just going to, like, not work right now? And I'm, like, stumbling, and
I don't have that. I don't have the palsy.
Okay, well, this is the worst. Maybe it was like there was a toxic reaction from the bird shit or something, but I'm holding. Yeah. Okay, so this is how bad this is. I'm walking, holding my pants away from my body as far as I can with my left hand, Now, this is retarded. I'm holding my right hand with the bird shit on it as high as I can in the air, so it looks like I'm doing, like, the Black Panthers, like, thing
like
where...
raising one hand in the air and just grabbing at your dick the other.
And it would make sense to, like, hold my hand farther away from my body, not over my head, so it would drip on me. Anyway, so I get to the bathroom, I get to the door, and all the... And all the doors don't have handles anymore. They have these, like, large metal, like, buttons that you push. And the door goes, click. And I'm like, for fuck's sake. So I'm, like, pushing off the door. And the hydraulics of the door are pushing back on me. And I'm like, I don't want to touch the, shit hand on the door. So I'm trying to open it, and I get in. And now the door doesn't want to close because when it's open... You have to push the button on the inside, and it's slowly closing. So I'm like, I don't want anyone to see this. So I'm trying to close the door with one hand. I get in there, and I'm like, holy fuck, this is like an 8x8 room. It's so small. There's one toilet in the corner, and there's this tiny, tiny fucking sink. Like, literally, you could fit maybe a small watermelon in it, and it's got...
I hate that. I was going to say the same thing.
Like, that's how you measure the sink?
it's
a small watermelon.
Like, maybe like
you guys know.
Maybe like now.
Now, up until this point. So up until this point, this story isn't even bad yet. This is where things go from bad to horrendously horrific. So I'm trying to turn the water on, but it's a sink where you have to put your hand under there, and then it only stays on for like a millisecond as soon as you take your hand away. So it's great when I'm trying to wash the shit off my hand, but then as soon as I take my hand away, it turns off. So I'm sitting there trying to like wash this off, and then I realize, well, how do I get the shit off my pants now? And I'm starting to worry because it's starting to like stain my fucking shorts. Like, this was some weird, weird bird shit. So I lean over the sink and put my crotch. I swear to God, dude, I put my crotch in the sink, hold with one hand, I'm flicking water onto my shorts. Like, it looks... I don't know what this looks like. I can't even imagine, okay? So I'm flicking...
Yeah, jerking off as
we
can't.
No. It's okay.
Watermelon-sized sink.
This is... Well,
no, it's a two-cat sink.
So I'm flicking, and it's not coming out. So I'm like, screw it, I gotta add soap. And I didn't want to add soap because, goddamn, that pinch comes out of there is the worst shit ever. Right? So I'm like, fine. So now the sink spritzes water out horribly slow, but the soap dispenser bars like half a gallon of soap onto your hand. So I'm now rubbing soap and making a huge foaming shit mess all over my pants. And a guy walks in on me.
I am trying
to wash, like, literally my dick in a sink right now. Is what it's like. And the guy... I have to set the stage because the door doesn't slam open. It goes click, and it slowly reveals the sink. All this white foam everywhere. Oh, now this is funny. The guy.
You're trying to stuff in the sink, and it's just...
The guy stands there, but this is funny. The guy stands there for a full 3 seconds, like one Mississippi. Doesn't say anything, and then he points at the shitter like he's gotta go shit.
I don't think he had to shit. I think he was trying to get you to the right location.
Oh no, he shit. So listen to this. So I don't say, hey, a bird, he just shit on myself and I'm trying to clean off. This is the only word I say, bird. I just say bird three times, bird, bird. And I'm trying to keep the water on. So the whole time I'm saying bird, I'm flicking water onto my shorts. So the guy ignores me. He just goes into the shitter, shuts the door, and starts shitting. The whole time this guy's in the shitter, shitting away, I am trying to talk to him and explain what I'm doing in the sink.
And I'm no.
The way this is the best. So I'm like, I'm throwing water everywhere, and I'm saying things like, man, this wasn't a good idea. This is a really bad idea. I shouldn't have done this. Why can't this fucking soap get out of my pants? And so the guy finishes shitting. Now this is horrendous. He finishes shitting, and I forgot he was in there. I'm concentrating, I'm scrubbing, and I'm like trying to rub both. So I stick one hand in my pants, like to hold it from the other side, and then I'm rubbing it together really quickly. And I look up in the mirror, and the guy is standing directly behind me, and he points the sink that he wants to wash his hands. And I'm like, I'm a little busy here, but I'm like, I've been in here 10 minutes. So I step away. Now you got to remember, this is not a big bathroom.
Like a goddamn gentleman. This is a two-cat sink. You got a fucking two-cat watermelon sink.
This is a one watermelon. So I just stand out of the way, and we are in a small, like, 8x8 room, and he starts washing his hands while I'm holding the inside of my shorts away from my body because it's dripping wet. Now, he doesn't say anything. He washes his hands, and he walks out. Now, at this point, as the door is slowly closing and it clicks, I start to think to myself, okay, I can't walk out of the bathroom. Like, I'm literally soaking wet right now. And I'm trying to wring out the you know, it's not working, right? And this is where things get really bad. So, This is the worst part.
This is where it actually gets bad.
Now, I'm gonna preface this with a warning to anyone out there. If you ever have wet garments, I don't know if anyone knows of these things. Have you ever seen those Dyson blade dryers?
Yeah, don't pee into those. They're messy.
That's another thing you should never do, but this is one thing you should never do. So
don't put your pecker in them to dry it off either.
Yeah, well, I did worse than that. So I turn it on, but as you know, you got to keep your hand in there, and then it only blows across where the two parts of the thing come together. And I'm like, well, how the fuck do I get my pants in there?
You just got a blowjob from a Dyson blade?
No, I didn't. So I take the leg. While my shorts are still on, I take the leg of my shorts and slide it over one side. Now, and I turn it on. Now, I did not realize this, but there is a vacuum that is created, a severe vacuum, under that, and it sucks anything that is loose up into that, and
it shoots
a blade of air at it. So I slide it on, turn it on, and my balls and my dick get sucked up into the
air. Oh my god!
So not only is it shooting foamy soapy suds at my face, but my dick gets battered like Mike Tyson is like on the fast, the little medicine ball. Like my balls are being rammed like that fast. So I panic, but I can't move away because I've slid my entire pant leg over the Dyson blade, and I slip on the water and fall backwards, breaking the fucking Dyson blade in half because my leg is stuck on it, and it falls back on top of me just in time for the door to go click. And there's a woman with a kid, like, I don't know, he must have been like 6 years old, and he's like, he's covered in like mud or something, and he's like crying, and the mother looks at me as I look up over, and she's like, this is the family washroom.
And you just say, burn.
No, I try to stand up as the half of the Dyson falls out of my pants and clatters on the floor. So I just walk as like the super quick walk. Right out, I walk around, I grab my wife by the hand, and she's like, is everything okay? I'm like, get the kids, we gotta get the fuck out of here right now.
We gotta go.
I'm telling you, man. It was one of the worst things I've ever. I've never experienced like my balls vibrating that fast before.
After hearing that story, I feel like now there's gonna be a fucking Heavy Meta Dyson Blade Twitter account just kind of became part of the lore.
And I don't know if there isn't a Mexican Harry Potter kid and a Fartimort. I like there has to be
Fartimort.
I will know soon. One day, maybe in a week or two, I'll go back and see if they fix that or they put a sign. And maybe they'll put like one of those signs.
Don't fuck me.
Don't
put it right on the mouth part. Not for fucking.
It would be so funny if there was like a little pictogram of a bird shitting onto a guy with a big X through it, and then like, don't clean bird shit off in this bathroom.
Don't clean your bird shit off.
I can't believe that you got a terrible blowjob from a Dyson, and then he fucked it till it broke.
I didn't fuck. Dude, it was fucking me. I was screaming. Have you ever felt like that blade of air? Like it caught part of my like tip and it
hurt. It hurts on me.
Listen,
I would never pour half of my body in one of those. It hurts on my hands.
Have you ever had air blowing up the tip of your penis?
No.
Well, it burns. It is not fun.
You have to, wrong.
You have to call your wife.
I've had through mine. I have my Prince Albert. I've had a needle through mine, and I wouldn't do the shit that you did, even on accident. Because, Jesus Christ, man.
I don't know. It was a bad scene. It was a bad scene that day. That was, I still don't even know what that bird was, because that wasn't human. That wasn't even a bird. That was an avian
that
shit.
What, that bird was like, wasn't human?
Half human. No, I don't know. it was like crazy guy in a tree just shit on me and threw it at me.
He's like, hee-hee-hee-hee.
That bear's not human. The crazy guy.
Yeah, that bear's not human. Oh, I don't know. That was my adventure.
You really top this up, if anything, top this off, it's us hitting the fucking Twitter hole at this point.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Fucking, let's do it. Why not? I mean, at this point...
Obviously, we have... It was like, the only thing that could make this better is some Twitter hole chat. So let's fucking break out a couple questions.
All right, let me talk amongst yourselves while I dig deep here.
I don't know.
James, do you know what the Twitter hole is?
No.
I mean, it's basically just like fucking we tell people like, hey, we're casting, it's Wednesday, put your questions in the Twitter hole and we might answer them. So we get everything from
it's like the Twitter version of farting on a child or fucking a fucking hand washer.
Too often that is the case.
It is random fans farting on us. That's what it is.
It comes down to, like, sometimes you get like, how much would you pay for this stack of pancakes? And then sometimes you get like, oh, what's Chandra doing? Like, what do you guys think Chandra's doing in fucking in magic right now? And then it's like, oh, how many dicks would it take
to
get to the
here we go. All right, now Jay, there's a few people who are fast. I know this is not even arguable. There's fast becoming experts at Twitter holes with providing us questions that are so mind fucking. It's absurd. And Booze Cube is one of those guys that he puts work. Like, he probably wastes 3 or 4 hours of his day coming up with the shit.
To give you a little bit on this, though, Jay, like, there are these questions that we will all kind of decide, like, even though those might be good, I mean, we all have a consensual answer. It's like, yeah, of course we're going to bang that girl. Fuck it. That's stupid. Then there's the ones you got to put some thought into, which is the ones
really
that
have
I'm hoping
to
put some of. But you really got to put some thought into these.
Okay, so Booze Cube says, if you met a female version of yourself from an alternate reality, would you bang her? And would it count as masturbation? Wow. Really? Now, would that count as masturbation?
No, because I'm fucking something.
Yeah, but you're fucking yourself.
Yeah, but I'm not jerking myself off. Like, when you fuck the couch, is that masturbation?
but if it's a female version of yourself...
I like how he says when, not if.
I think Jay's got the hang of this already, and this is going to get good.
Yeah, so it's a female version of me, so she's the hand, and my cock is, like, getting masturbated by myself.
She's from an alternate universe, right? It's not your own hand girl cock.
Look, it's okay because it's your dog, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly,
not gay because it's your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so, like, I mean, if it's from a really far alternate reality where, you know, I'm... You know, really attractive looking.
Not one of them close.
I mean, like, there could be like super parallel dimensions.
You mean like
right?
You wouldn't fuck like a balding New Balance wearing lady?
I mean, it might. It could. You know what? It all depends on what she's wearing. It could be.
Oh, New Balance shoes that does it for me.
No, the New Balance are the best. In all honesty, you know what's funny though. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she is there. Does New Balance make one with a heel? Then I could go with that.
You're not saving
you know what? But we'll give you that.
I mean, would you bang yourself from an alternate dimension? Obviously.
Yeah,
is that even a question?
Even a question? Like, would I bang myself?
Hasn't done it.
Yeah, it could be. It could just be a mirror and a fucking Pringles can with a sponge.
With a sponge.
I really appreciate you getting the sponge in there so that, like, you know, it feels like a woman. Like,
yeah,
I appreciate that, but
yeah,
I would do it.
Fuck
I would
a bag of rocks.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it looks like me. I probably would. I'd probably
picture,
fuck
just
bag
picture
of rocks.
Kevin. What kind
but,
of rocks?
I appreciate you. You know, not sharp rocks, but like, you know, the polished in a tumbler.
Yeah, some smooth pebble type rocks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd do it. They'd shove a jar of jelly in there, and we'd get at it. Because it looks like me. but I appreciate, Jay, you trying to help me out.
Yeah, man. I saw you smash your dick on the table, so I want to just make sure that for the rest of time, it's like a nice transition.
And I don't really get you were there. God damn it.
Not rest his Portland. Dick on a table. Smash
ah, Portland. The city of being weird.
The city that never stops giving. TSG, so are you diddling yourself to freedom? Your female version?
Yeah.
What if you had red question. Hair? What if you had red hair?
I don't think
hair?
I would like female me very much is part of the problem.
Yeah, but she'd be wearing a Leafs jersey, have red hair.
That's not the female version of me.
Well, I think the Leafs jersey
now,
probably.
See,
is.
Now this question is tangented. Yes.
And now it's, would you fuck a Leafs fan? And we're all like,
no. I mean, what I really want to know is, what is the female version of you? That maybe that's the deep part of this question we need to get at.
I don't know. I don't like the male version of me. I don't think I'd really get along with the female version of me either, because someone's got to clean up around this place, and I'm not doing it currently.
She'd be just running around the house chasing hot dogs by herself.
Ew.
Okay, Gumby, are you in on this one or are you passing?
God, I don't know. I don't...
You gonna grapple yourself, buddy?
Struggle snuggle.
Good practice, yeah. I guess, if that's your game.
I'll struggle snuggle the shit out of me.
Yeah. Gumby doesn't immediately go to sex. First, it's a size up, right? It's like you're pretty buff.
You know that men are 20% more dense than females.
That's why we have higher IQ.
As long as this bitch can't take me, then I'm good.
She pulls out a dragon token.
It's not Brienne of Tarth.
It's here. My policy never you. To fuck anything that could beat me up. So, female version of me is probably out.
I have that like written down on a card in my wallet. I'll show you.
No, he's got it tattooed on his fucking his bicep. He's stalled. Don't fuck anything. But it's like backwards so he can read it. He's like, don't fuck anything that can beat you up.
That is wisdom true, right there, man.
It's true.
That is wisdom.
You know, that's very vague.
Hey, that's
it should just be don't
the
ever
fourth,
date
the fourth
anybody
rule.
That can beat you up.
No, that's the fourth rule of the universe. Don't fuck anything that
that's
can beat
probably,
you up.
Probably a good rule to live by. And if you don't live by it, you probably won't be living for very long. Or at least not in full capacity.
Yeah, I mean, not right, yet. Well, you're living. You'll be alive, but you won't be living life.
All right. Well, Scott has a follow-up question, which is, if someone gave you an actual bag of dicks, what would you do with it?
Suck them off.
Pretty. if someone, if I'm walking down the street, someone hands me like a bag of like sawed off like. Human penises, like I'm
like
freaking out.
I just saved like
this.
A lot of money on Christmas presents for the next year. That's how I see it. I mean, I'm you guys all get great gifts.
Oh. I'm gonna start off by asking the magic community how many of them have a dick, and I'm gonna be like, oh hey, check it out, I got a whole bag of them, and they're like revised edition, and and I'm gonna sell these things off like hotcakes. I'd be like, they're not going to be reprinted for at least, I don't know, Wizards. Like, ask Wizards how often they're going to reprint.
Mauro just said they're going to print something new and different in terms of dicks, and you're not going to see a reprint on those dicks for a while.
You're not going to see a reprint of these dicks, so I'm going to sell them off to the magic community.
And every time you throw one at the ground, it does something.
Yeah, I'm going to sell them off, and I'm going to buy a couple of Ilianas and fucking be good with it.
If you're Kevvy, though, I think you might want to, like, hold on to a few of those things, because he's in danger of losing his own from the sound of it.
Yeah, there's that. Well, I might also just use them as fucking prop dicks to send you guys pictures while we're podcasting. And be like, oh, whose dick is it? And, you know, you might not be able to tell. And then I'll be disappointed in you guys as friends if you can't tell that that's, like, a fake dick. As opposed to my own.
Yeah, I knew that when we started this friendship, it would one day end in me having to pick your dick out of a lineup.
Like the
usual
suspects.
Yeah, yeah, and it's always the limp one off to the side that looks mangled.
Yeah, yeah. The
in English, Jay, please.
The mangled usual suspects.
Jay, you did yourself a service by not coming on this show for a long time. Like, you were on the show a long time ago, and then you came back now. And you missed that span of episodes where I felt the need to send dick pics
to all the people I was podcasting with to see what their reactions were. And you have done yourself a service by skipping that fad.
I'll give you a hint. It was surprise. Here's a picture of Kevin's penis. That was what you missed, and that.
No.
He got really creative. He got really creative there.
Different. It's got like every time I send a dick pic, like after the fifth or sixth time, you think you'd figure it out. David knew it from the beginning. TSG, like, I mean, he tried to avoid it, but then he'd open up his fucking text.
There's a group text on my phone I pretty much just can't look at anymore.
Yeah, I can't either.
But then Maddie is just like, oh god damn it, you got me again. Either Maddie is just loving it, or he just doesn't get it.
No, you know what he did? Here's the thing that no one really gives him real credit for.
Oh no, that's his dick again! Oh, no, I should have seen that coming.
No, what was really good is he would frame it in such a way that the preview... So the preview is this abstract, like, thing. So, like, you'd see, like, just this ring of metal, like, out of the side. And you're like, I'm curious. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And why is he sending me this? And then, boom, you'd open it, and the full preview would be, like, all cock, right? So, like, he was getting very good at how he was framing them. I was impressed.
I don't know about good at it. I think Maddie was just getting tricked. Here's a real-life example. At one point, I was just all, how many degrees south is this? Was the Twitter, like, the tweet was, how many degrees south is this? And it was just a picture of my belt buckle. Nobody opened it except for Maddie because it was just a picture of my belt buckle. And then
no,
when
that's
you
not
it,
true. There were, no, that's not true. You got a few people
on that. I saw some of the SVU going, God damn it.
They would wake up the next morning. Yeah. Yeah.
By everybody, I meant the guys on the podcast.
I mean, you can't like, really, sure. Like, question Maddie's choices now. You're talking to a guy that literally fucked a Dyson to death.
To death.
You, yeah. I mean, of course.
At least I'm committed.
Every dick pic.
That's true. It's all on or nothing.
And then he just starts bird.
Bird. Someone is gonna like. They're gonna put the audio from like Pee Wee's Big Adventure. You know the bird. I know someone's gonna. It's gonna be fucking sweet. All right. Well, let's get away from dicks and talk about something else. We got another one. If you met a female. Oh no, sorry. That we already went there. I thought he was talking about planeswalkers, but apparently he's. Not. Okay, well, we have one. If your penis was fully detachable yet still functioned, what are you doing with this new knowledge? From Bruce? I don't know. That's.
You know that game where you make a circle with your hand and then if someone sees it, you punch them?
Yeah. It has to be above the waist or whatever.
Yeah. I would play that game, but with my detachable dick.
I feel like a lot of people have this, and apparently they're putting them in bags and sending them to people.
Yeah. Hey, can you hand me that ketchup bottle over there on the counter? Oh, no, look, it's my dick!
Oh, and then you just punch him, and then you just got him, motherfucker.
See, I would just next level people, because, you know, you've always heard the dick in the box thing, but it's easy to tell because it's attached to their waist. Now you can just, like, actually hand them the box and be like, oh, my God, it's like, it's my dick in the box.
Oh my god, you could do like the peanut brittle thing, but it actually has your penis brittle in it.
Happening? Like now the thing is with a detachable dick, is it still functioning?
No, yeah, it says it's completely functioning.
Mm. No, it functions.
It would be pretty shitty if you just had like a paperweight dick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you could jerk off 90% and then you could put it in a box and then when someone opens it, it would just fuck.
I don't know.
It's like a wind-up toy.
Like, if you jerk off up to 90% and then stop, you can just eventually go? Well, I mean, I tend to decline.
I feel like I'm gonna make a sword out of this.
I think there has to be a certain length to be classified as sword.
You mean like a letter opener?
Oh, fucking daggers. Fucking
dagger. Oh! No. Like, I'm gonna hold on to it. Like, this is gonna be the handle of the sword.
It has to be a light switch for your kid's bedroom.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you?
I mean, it's detachable. You gotta fun with this fun? Shit, right? I mean, you have a fucking room.
You want to put your dick on your fucking kid's wall and that's fun?
There's all sorts of fun you can have in the world besides making a light switch out of your dick.
No, I think you guys are missing the point that he said in your kid's room. He didn't even say, just put it on a light switch so that people... No, he specifically said your child's room.
He's got. Hey, I'm not the one that has a room called the rape dungeon. All right, I'm just saying. Like, oh, that's horrible. Let's move on. That is just horrible. Let's move on.
I'm gonna like be able to detach it, and then like we're gonna put like the blade and the hilt on top of it. Sometimes it's just gonna fall over in my hand. Other times it's gonna be serious business to deal with. But, it's luck of the draw. Like, I could stab a lot of hot women with it.
Oh. You could have a whole new thing, where the guys shoot, like, the up-the-skirt picks, but you could do it with your detachable penis.
I just think if some random dude just thought, hey, you want to go to Blades, you want to sword fight, I'd be like, oh man, it's kind
of... You
want to go to Blades?
Oh, it's open? I thought that the ice skating season was over.
Blades tonight.
I thought it would just be better for things like, fuck you, man, I'll fuck you up, and you slap a guy with your dick right in your hand. Just bow! It would be like a wet, like a fucking...
fuck? Yeah! Yeah, like, I get that. I mean, it's like, that's true. If we're in this situation where you gotta add a detachable dick, I feel like that's a good way to use it. Like, I can't really think of a good way to use my dick detachable.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, let's leave this horrible scenario and go straight to an even worse one. Frankie Richards. Okay, someone's got to explain to me, because a lot of times I don't get these Urban Dictionary terms, and I'm sure one of you understand and know what this means. So Frankie Richards, live with Frank on Twitter, one of our favorites. He says, what is ass breathing? Now, I don't know what ass breathing is. Is that a thing? Heavy metal must weigh in on this.
I don't know, but I feel like that's just blowing into a girl's butthole. Like, that might be funny.
Isn't it when you suck air up your ass?
Yeah, but is that your ass breathing? Or I thought it was when you blow air into her, she clenches really quickly, but then she blows it back out into your mouth. That's
like
the breathing.
No, that's called a target.
I have never heard of ass breathing.
I don't know what the fuck ass breathing is. I just assumed it was just breathing into somebody's asshole, which, I mean, I
think that this was actually a magic-related question, because they posted a card that has something that pumps the toughness of the creature.
But it also doesn't say anything. There's not a keyword that says ass breathing on it, which by the way, Wizards, like, a keyword ass breathing would be fucking sweet. It's like fire breathing, but, like, I don't know, you're using white. Like, that maybe that makes sense.
Just like Portland.
Yeah.
Okay, so I googled this, which you should never do.
Fuck ass breathing is.
I feel like what Maddie just said is how you describe our podcast.
here's a question on a forum where a guy says, like, I'm trying to get my partner to learn how to ass breathe. I want to suck the air out of his ass and down my throat. How do I do this?
Oh, my God.
You just made a soundbite.
I don't even know what that is. That's crazy.
There's a lot of things you would think I wouldn't do, but I'm bowing the fuck out right now.
Oh, actually, Urban Dictionary has actually ass. I don't know how Frankie knew this. Jay, you ass breathe. So apparently, ass breathing is the act in which you bend over, letting air pass freely in and out of your butthole.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow, that kid was witness to it.
Yeah, right.
Is it a fancy word for farting?
Apparently, it's not. That's very bizarre. I do not know. I am not an expert in the Urban Dictionary terms.
Jesus Christ.
Right? Like, what is going on here?
I don't know if this one's gonna work. I've got plenty of Twitter old questions, but like this ass breathing thing, like I've got no background for this.
Yeah, you know what? Is this a first time like we've been left caught breathless. Off guard?
it's left me breathless.
Somehow I just envisioned Richard Gere involved, but I don't know why.
You can't breathe with a gerbil in your throat.
That's fucking the best. All right, Kevy, what is another question? I am out of actual Twitter questions.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you have one?
This one could be fun. It's pretty generic, but from Jacob Bryden Ironwater for the Twitter hole, if you could go on a world tour with any band / artist at their peak, who would it be and why?
Motley Crue.
Wait, you could pick, and who would it be and why? Like, this might not get fucking like pooping your mouth dirty, but If you went on a fucking world tour with any band or artist, who would it be and why?
Wow.
Does anybody want to think about it?
Well, Jay says Motley Crue.
It's Motley Crue.
I'm saying the same thing. It's Motley Crue, 1982, like that that era.
Unbeatable,
like,
super bomb.
Yep. So Jay and I are on the same page there. Do either three of you fellas have a different opinion?
Jeez, I don't know, man. For the music alone, I guess I'd go totally obscure and maybe go. Let's go Action Bronson, his first tour. Let's tour with that guy. That guy's fun as shit.
I'd say like Nine Inch Nails, like 1989 would probably be a good one.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Ooh. David, you got anything?
Nah, he's like, fuck it, nope. I don't got anything.
He's
like Bird. Like, Bird. Bird.
Bird. Bird. I'm going to start my own band and tour with them. We're going to be called the Ass Breathers.
Bird. Yeah, album. We're touring for the album Bird.
Video directed by Spike Lee. The door just opens. Shit, Bird. Clive Owen is sitting there and he's like, I know you think this story goes one way, but it doesn't. Let me tell you how I committed the perfect crime. Chick-a-chain-a-chain-a-chain.
Oh, my God.
All right. Kevy, do you have another one? What offering?
I'm trying to fucking... I'm hammer drunk and I'm trying to search through Twitter and it's not working as well. I know that the other two of you motherfuckers that are on our podcast, that's you, Tristan, and that's you, David, have to have fucking Twitter open.
I've been so busy and tired and fucking miserable today that I didn't even put out a call today. I didn't even...
I put out a call, but I only got a few.
All right, let me look. Give me a second. This isn't usually my bag.
Okay, you know what? Here we go. Alex F. Alex the Grateful. Here you go. This is perfect. This is ultimate. So this is the last one for the evening, gentlemen. He says, if porta potties have music playing like inside an elevator, what would you have to play when you were inside one? # woo.
What?
That's a good question. So not only is he implying, like, what music do you want in your porta potty as you're taking your shit? That's a good question. Do you want something that has a lot of bass in it to cover your farts? Do you want something that's more melodical that helps your bowels move?
Apparently, Boosh's butt is already Meghan Trainor, so he's already, got that going for him.
If your butthole's open, then you lie.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I think I would want, it depends on the time of day, in all honesty. If I'm using a cold porta potty, I want to get the fuck out of there. Depends on the weather.
Right, Valkyries, if you're taking a shit in a porta potty at 3 in the morning, like what's the situation?
So Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire in slow motion. And the shit is just slowly coming.
Just Stairway to Heaven. That'd be a good one.
Movement in Blue.
Your balls are all frozen solid shit.
No, that's just sitting in a porta potty.
Bowel movement in blue.
It's movement in blue. Oh, my God.
How about Jingle Bells, just to be merry?
I don't feel like we can end on that. There's got to be another one.
I don't know. That's the last one I got. I think that was it, man. Play some music over that. I don't think there's another one left, man.
We're so devoid of content. Who would have thought?
Yeah, no, talk about six hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hours fucking later. What are you talking? We basically threw all the magic shit out the window. I was like, fuck that.
I'll do what Maddie does and just read my fucking Twitter. Ooh, girl, you taste real good.
You taste real good.
Wow. Well, here, since Kevy stuck his dick in a toaster, Trevor hole in his ass, if you did stick your dick in a toaster, what darkness setting did you put it at? I don't know.
Oh my God. I didn't put it at a darkness setting. I just left it what it was on.
It's like Kevy's like regular. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, like fucking. I'm not. It's not pumpernickel.
It's not pumpernickel. He just drops the mic.
I just mashed it full of socks and hope for the best. I mean, what do you do?
Oh, okay, here you go. Okay, CRT. I got it. Last one. Okay. CTR, the magic guy, says, how much money for you to bleach Kevy's asshole?
Yeah, no, we've been through this, and I think he keeps coming back to this, because he's like, this is the closest we have to a Patreon at this point, is like, I said something a couple weeks ago, like, about, like, oh, man, you bleach my asshole, I don't give a shit, as long as you guys pay for it, I'll do it. So however much it costs to have your asshole bleached, I'll do that shit. I don't give a fuck.
You can watch for free.
Wow.
Now what we'll turn this into a Twitter hole question. What would it take for each of you to bleach your asshole? Because it's obviously been established. As long as you guys pay for the fucking fee, like, I'll get my asshole bleached if you want me to do it. Just because it'd be fucking fun. But how important is your beehole to you?
I mean, I've stuck my dick in a fucking air blade. I don't know how much of a pain in the ass is bleaching your ass. I think I'm like well beyond that. That's not an issue. I don't know.
I think this is what our first Patreon should be.
First of all, I have a question. Like, do they actually pour bleach on your asshole? Is that how you bleach an asshole?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know shit about asshole bleaching, so I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure they don't just have you put your feet up in the stirrups and pour Clorox on your ass.
Pour fucking Javex right into your fucking bag.
Okay, so then do they like put a paste on it and then shine like a laser at it? Like, is it gonna burn?
Yeah, is it James Bond villain?
Yeah, is it like teeth bleaching? Is it like hair bleaching? Or is it like T-shirt bleaching? I think is the question that needs to be answered before we get into this. Like, how much is it gonna take for you to bleach your beehole? Because in all honesty, like, yeah, if it's T-shirt bleaching, if I have to just put my feet up in stirrups and just have Clorox poured from, like, right behind my balls, down my crack, just into it until it becomes lighter, that I'm probably not going to be into it. If they're going to put a paste on it and UV light it, I mean, that's going to be awkward, but...
I mean, you look pretty badass at the clubs.
Right, because...
you guys ever watch Zoe Sunny in Philadelphia?
The dark lights. No, we don't watch that.
Nobody.
Sunny in Philly? I know all of them.
Yeah, I love Artemis on that show. Mm. When Dee's trying to class it up and do the Sex and the City thing, at the club, and Artemis keeps fucking it up, and she's like talking to the guys that Dee's trying to talk to, and she's like, "I have a bleached asshole." She's like, oh, God, why are you saying that? She was like, they were going to find out eventually.
My question is
how bleached? Like, do you just go one shade lighter? Or do you do, like, pull the Ross with the fucking the bleaching trays on the TV where it goes, like, ultraviolet?
See, this is where the...
Who does this benefit?
Generally, this is what porn stars do.
You know
it benefits the viewer.
I never thought of that.
This is the best part. You know who this benefits? The listening public. Not the viewing public. The listening public. They get to listen to how bleached your asshole is. Yeah, that makes it even.
Does it make my farts cleaner? Like, I don't understand what the issue is.
Yeah, it makes you like fart-a-mart.
Hey. Oh my god.
Hey, you guys gotta realize the whole time I was yelling at in the background, it starts with a B. This is the Spanish Bartamort.
Oh, Bartamort!
Bartamort! Oh my god.
Do you want to play some volleyball? Oh no, it's Bartamort! He's coming!
What city would Bartamort live in? That's what I'm
curious.
Go and set yourself a nigga!
Gentlemen, I think this was one of the worst episodes ever recorded, but it's
heartily disagree.
Yeah.
This is probably the most damning episode for me and Jay ever, so maybe
what are you talking about, Matt? We didn't have to edit out 45 minutes of you using ethnic slurs.
What are you talking about? 45 minutes. It was like at least 3 minutes.
It was the last time Maddie came back from the dead, and Maddie just decided to be a racist.
Yeah, he popped off quite a bit, yeah.
He got a little racist at the end, but I think it was more of the talking about coming in his mom.
I think
that
I was trying to...
Notable.
I was doing the Dave Chappelle voice.
It's hard to top jamming your own semen into your mom's vagina. That's kind of a tough one.
Especially 20 minutes of it, trying to convince people that's how you time travel.
Hey.
No. Oh, man. That's hilarious. You know how, okay, so remember we talked about how you have bad superpowers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, jamming your mom full of semen is a bad superpower, but you do get to do fucking time travel, okay? You know what else is a great superpower? Is being able to fly, but it's terrible if the only way that you can fly is by sucking a dick.
Oh, that's where that bag of dicks is, Damon! You should have told me that earlier. I would have kept that bag of dicks instead of selling them for modern cards.
I would have sucked them all off and flown around the world.
Well, I, that's what nobody tells you.
That's what nobody tells you is that when they say suck a bag of dicks, they should mean, like, take a...
My first text was suck them all. And then it was like, wait, no, I don't want to seem like that. And then it was like, okay, I'm going to sell these dicks for modern cards. Had Jay told me you could suck dicks for plane tickets, if I had a whole bag of dicks, I'd fly around the world.
You know, in college when that guy says, hey, man, you know, if you can see the future if you just suck my dick.
You go to school.
There was a guy in college that would go around to girls, and he would be like, I swear to God, my semen gives you the power to see the future.
Goes around to all the girls and says that shit.
He's just dark ages? What the fuck, man?
Nah, man, apparently it worked several times. It's just one of those things.
It's one of those things where he went to Maddie? School with all of the idiotic women.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to a whole bunch of, a school with a whole bunch of Maddie girls in it.
Maddie girls. In an alternate reality.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, if you want to be immortal, you just have to do these few things. You have to ass breathe out of Jesus' mouth.
You gotta suck all these dicks.
That's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said to all the disciples, right? It's like, okay, you guys want to be immortal?
I feel like that's
just gonna take 15 seconds.
Like, I feel like that's a good business. Like, the Bible's done that pretty well. Like, if you want to be immortal, all you got to do is all the shit we tell you to do.
I mean, that's not much, like, that's not much better than Maddie's pickup line. Do you blow harder than a Dyson?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, do you want to be immortal? All you got to do is suck all these dicks. And we can start a religion and be tax exempt.
That's not bad. The tax savings alone. I like this.
It's like, show me Jesus. I will show you my dick. Like, this is physical proof.